this hour from townhall.com. Amrit Thomason. Although he has voiced frustration with the lack of progress and efforts to end the war in Ukraine, President Trump not giving up on the peace process.
We just spent 2.5 hours talking to Vladimir Putin, and I think some progress has been made.
Mr. Trump spoke shortly after talking with his Russian counterpart. He says Kiev and Moscow have agreed to begin ceasefire talks without delay.
The president announced the Russia-Ukraine negotiations after a two-hour phone call with Russia's Vladimir Putin. He described the tone and spirit of the conversation as excellent. In a social media post, the president said he had a follow-up call with Ukrainian President Zelensky and several European leaders. And he noted that the Vatican has expressed interest in hosting the negotiations. Donald Trump ended his statement by saying, "Let the process begin." Greg Clugston, Washington.
The central U.S. has been slammed by another round of tornadoes after 4 days of heavy weather that killed more than 24 people. Lonnie Nance lives in tornado-battered London, Kentucky.
Hey, buddy, it was just a terrible thing. I hope nobody ever has to go through it. And I hope everybody's praying for all these people.
At least four tornadoes confirmed last evening in Oklahoma and Nebraska. Thousands lost power in several states. Many homes lie in ruins. New Jersey's top federal prosecutor charging Democrat Congresswoman LaMonica McIver with assault. This follows a skirmish with federal officers outside an immigration detention center. President Trump will be heading to Capitol Hill, hoping to seal the deal on his big, beautiful bill. A fourth inmate who escaped Friday from a New Orleans jail has now been recaptured. Six others remain on the loose. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 75 points. NASDAQ futures are off 100 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good Tuesday morning. It's at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. There's a problem already. Been there about 20 minutes on the BW Parkway northbound between 197 and the area up around 198 in that area. We're looking at the camera at 197. We're backed up there, and it's been backed up for a while. Several vehicles are involved. And, of course, the parkway at that point is only a two-lane highway. So we're out of a delay if you're coming up from Powder Mill Road. You're coming up from the Capitol Beltway on the Parkway northbound. Beltway looks good. Right now, nothing major as we get underway at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and a little cooler today with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds with some rain showers arriving late tonight as lows dip into the mid-50s. And then here comes the rain. We've got showers likely on Wednesday with highs in the much cooler low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 50 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is 55. And make that now 56. Just clicked up a degree. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland leaders are sending messages of support to former President Joe Biden following his cancer diagnosis. Governor Wes Moore says he and First Lady Dawn are carrying Biden and his family in their hearts. Moore says the president stood with him during some of the toughest times in the state, and they stand with him today. Former Governor Larry Hogan says cancer knows no politics, and he joins with all Americans in offering prayers and support to the former president and his family as they take on this fight. Baltimore police investigating separate shootings that left one dead, two injured on Monday, shortly after 5:30 p.m. Police were called to the 2300 block of East Preston to investigate several shot spotter alerts. When they arrived, they found an 18-year-old with multiple gunshot wounds to the body. Victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. At around 6 p.m., police responded to the 700 block of North Gilmore Street, where they found two boys, aged 15 and 16, both with gunshot wounds. Both the victims were taken to the hospital. They are in stable condition. And Baltimore County Police have released the names of the man and women who were found dead in a Dundalk garage on Sunday afternoon. Police say 42-year-old April Nadau and 43-year-old Timothy Bringetger were found dead at the scene from apparent gunshot wounds, the 7400 block of School Avenue. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the O's still looking for their first win under their interim manager, Tony Mancellino.
He has been on base four times. Ground ball up the middle. Base hit! Terang coming around third. William with a four-hit game gives the Brewers the lead in the eighth.
Call courtesy of Brewers TV. William Contreras single under the glove of shortstop Gunnar Henderson with two outs in the eighth. The difference as the Brewers extend the Orioles losing streak to 7, 5-4 the final last night in Milwaukee. After the game, interim manager Tony Mancellino saying the baseball gods had something to do with it again.
You know, I think we hit the ball really hard tonight. You know, it's kind of comical at this point, the amount of hard contact and the lack of reward for that hard contact.
Cedric Mullins had hit a three-run shot in the seventh to tie the game at 4. Ravens running back Derrick Henry meeting the media after officially signing his two-year, $30 million contract extension.
You know, I'm very appreciative of how much, you know, they value me to give me an extension, and I just want to show them how much it means to me, how much this organization means to me by the way I work and what I do on the field.
OTAs begin the Tuesday after Memorial Day, so that's a little bit of a silver lining for Baltimore sports fans. Coming up in 30 minutes, why wouldn't you have walked Contreras last night with two outs in the eighth? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, May the 20th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And welcome back yourself, sport. I'm Bruce Elliott.
Thank you so much. Coming up on the program in this hour, a 17-year-old has been charged as an adult in the carjacking in Baltimore City. We'll take a look at the status of the Iran nuke deal. And the Iranians are kind of dragging their feet on this one. Top story for you here today, and I know it's a drop in the bucket, Bruce, but, you know, the city of Baltimore is in an $85 million deficit. And they're currently, we saw the mayor's budget, and the city council is going to, you know, vote on this next month. And the fact of the matter is that, again, $30,000 in an $85 million deficit, granted, is a drop in the bucket, but I think it's symbolic. I think it's the principle of the matter. Baltimore City officials are now under fire for attending a lavish shopping center convention, more on that later, at the five-star Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas.
Did they buy any shopping centers while they were there?
The expenses totaling more than $30,000. The delegation includes Mayor Brandon Scott, several city council members, like Vice President Sharon Green Middleton, Councilman Antonio Glover, Jermaine Jones, Mark Conway. Council President Zeke Cohen is also in Vegas, but his expenses are covered by private contributions. That's a whole separate topic that we're about to get into. The idea there, this is a shopping center, a shopping convention center, a junket in which I ostensibly you think, all right, you're going there to try to recruit people to build a shopping center in your city. Mm-hmm. What person, what businessman in their right mind? Of course, now maybe you could say in Port Covington there might be some interest or some of the safer. But again, you're talking about a city that the education system is complete shambles. It's in total disarray. They tell us crime is down, but meanwhile, every night we have some kind of other story about shootings and carjackings and so on and so forth. What businessman, if you've got an opportunity to locate your shopping center where people actually have to go and, you know, shop and be outside?
Yeah.
And so what person in their right mind is going to want to come to Baltimore? And so that's number one. Number two, $30,000. And again, this is, you mean you can't do this virtually? You can't do this somewhere else? You can't do this. Well, obviously, you've got an $85 million deficit. If you have an $85 million surplus, maybe it's a different story.
Yeah. This is $30,000 they spent, right?
$30,000.
Well, in all fairness, until that one bad hand at the Texas Hold'em, that they were up like $45,000. And then all of a sudden, they went bust.
Yeah. When you are facing an $85 million deficit, you can't afford to spend. Look, taxpayers in the city, they're getting their fees increased, just like around the rest of the state. So the mayor and the city council are going to be voting on the fee increases for the people, for the residents of Baltimore City. But there they are. They're whooping it up. And they've got some guy, Howard Perlow, longtime sponsor of the Maryland party at this event, is defending the convention's importance. He says, quote, "The amount of business that goes on is huge. This thing could be in Ocean City, Annapolis, or the Baltimore City Convention Center, but people wouldn't come. Maybe they'd come for 1 or 2 days.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you have about as much chance at getting a convention shopping center at the about a Baltimore City or Ocean City convention as you do in Vegas. Yes. This is all about feathering their own nest.
For sure.
And the next question that
it's
I have...
It's a weekend in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. This is how we reward ourselves for misspending your money. And the next question is for Zeke Cohen. Who's paying his trip?
Yeah.
Who's paying for his fare? Now, granted, he's not using taxpayer dollars, but don't taxpayers have a right to know who's footing the bill for Zeke Cohen, the city council president? Inquiring minds would like to know.
All right, Chuck, fess up. Where'd you come up with the money to pay for Zeke Cohen's trip?
Out of my mattress.
Chuck Whitaker. Traffic, weather, and mattress reports on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some of it's Confederate money, but it's okay.
Well, hey, it's still spendable.
It still spends. It has my picture on the front, so it's fine.
The BW Parkway northbound is still slow. The wreck is after 197, and it's still backed up between 198 and 197. It's been there. This wreck happened about 35 minutes ago, and we're still very slow. So, of course, your options would be Route 1 or moving over towards I-95 to get around that area. Hopefully, no repeat of what we had yesterday in Annapolis so far. We're good. Keep in mind, later on, the Blue Angels are in town today and tomorrow, so that's an extra added attraction that will create some more traffic there. And, of course, a lot of stuff going on at the Naval Academy this week. By the way, all that stuff yesterday, which started right before 7 o'clock, the backup on the Bay Bridge was still there at 11:30. So it just gives you some idea of the impact that wreck had down through that area. The Beltway West Side, brief delays now forming up between I-70 and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I came over the bridge yesterday. I had a wedding on the Eastern Shore Sunday night. Came over the bridge yesterday right around 1 o'clock. There was a 3-4 mile backup, eastbound on the bridge.
Yep.
And, again, going over on Sunday, it was a 5-mile backup because they only have 2 lanes going over and 3 lanes coming back.
Yep.
So everybody coming back.
Yesterday.
It was great traffic coming back, but going over, you sat for a while.
We backed up yesterday from the Severn River Bridge all the way back beyond Route 8 because of a wreck on the bridge.
Wow. Crazy. Your Fox 45 forecast here this morning, partly cloudy, I should say, and highs in the low 70s. Clouds and rain move in overnight. Low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, showers likely throughout the day. High in the low 60s. That's from your Fox 45 Weather Authority Center. And right now, we're sunny and 50 in Columbia, 49 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. No announcement of a ceasefire after President Trump's two-hour call with Vladimir Putin, but Trump says he believed it went very well. How well was it? Well, Zelensky apparently sent a fruit basket to
That's
Trump
nice.
In advance yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to remain relevant somehow. Drummer Zach Starkey, he's the son of Ringo Starr, has been fired for a second time by The Who. What's going on here? Roger Daltrey is 81. What are they, fighting over shredded wheat? What is going on here with The Who and Ringo Starr's kid?
Who fired him?
The band fired him, but yeah. I don't know which.
Who's on first? Who's on drums?
That person fired him. Which happened first? I don't know. In a deal that raises privacy concerns, biotech company Regeneron Pharmaceuticals is buying 23andMe for $250 million.
Ooh.
Company named Regeneron, buying a bunch of DNA. Sounds like a beginning to a sci-fi
no
movie.
Problem. No possible problems here. No possible problems.
This doesn't happen every day. A lost DoorDash worker was stopped driving through restricted areas at a Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently got lost. And he was found just about ready to go onto one of the runways. How does your GPS screw that up?
Right.
Well, assuming it did, it could be that the pilot had actually ordered something while they're waiting in line to take off.
If not, that hot Italian beef is ice cold by the time it gets to its person who ordered it. Tom Cruise says he's going to make action movies well into his 100s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, if Tom Cruise is making action movies when he's 106, you may want to take a look at those Scientology benefits.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Might be something there. Primary school in the UK was evacuated when a student brought in a grenade for show and tell.
Live?
How about that? Yeah. apparently it was live. People
current
freaked
out. World War II? Any?
Didn't say which. Whether it was a modern grenade. I'm guessing it was a one from World War II.
Yeah, again, somebody brought a souvenir home. Yeah. forgot that it was live. Here, grandson, go play in the yard.
Just don't pull the pin.
Right.
That's right. Did you ever bring anything interesting in for show and tell?
Just Guppy. Myself.
Yeah. Well, that's in and of itself. Yeah. It's in your case, it's show and explain.
A minnow. I brought in a minnow. I had actually caught the minnow the day before in my hands on a field trip and put it in my pocket.
Is that right?
I brought it in for show and tell the next day. Then I put it back in my pocket and didn't mention it. By the end of the week, my jeans didn't smell apparently really good.
In third grade in Irvington, Chuck was explaining his barter network during show and tell.
Yes.
He was signing up new contracts, new individuals,
By the time it was over, I had 4 lunches.
That's right. 4 lunches and about 10 cartons of milk. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate
that. Quick action.
Yes, sir.
Near the Kent Narrows Bridge on Route 18. That's that little road that runs parallel to Route 50 in that area. So it's a local traffic wreck. Route 18 may be closed in that area just before the Kent Narrows Bridge.
Very good. All right, Chuck. Thanks so much. We're talking here about city officials, including Mayor Brandon Scott and Vice President of the City Council, Sharon Middleton Green, and others, taking a trip to Vegas for a shopping center convention at the, I don't know if you've ever been at the Wynn. It is one of the best hotels in the United States. It is five star. It's actually maybe six star. It's that good. But they're spending all sorts of money. How much money? Well, Mayor Scott's expenses, $3,100. His former chief of staff, Marvin James, and current chief of staff, Calvin Young, each billing the city more than $3,600. Deputy Mayor Justin Williams, $4,400. I don't know why he's so much more than everybody else. And, of course, the other members of the city council. So, again, $30,000 when the city's $85 million in deficit. So is this, is it the principal? Is it symbolic? Is it, are we making much ado about nothing here? Is this just business as usual?
Well, yes, it is business as usual. However, the business is a little corrupt. This, first of all, do you need everybody there?
Do you need eight, nine, ten people there?
Yeah. Really? Or do you need two or three people at the outside there and go to represent the city and be very specific about how long you're going to be there and with whom you're going to speak?
It's tough having an Oscar-themed party where you're urged to dress in sequins with only one or two people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so you need almost a dozen people out there to have a party.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, it's a one or two person party. Not that much fun when you're all the way in Vegas.
And dressed in sequins?
That's right. Come dressed in sequins. That was the invitation. Yeah.
Come dressed in sequins.
In sequins.
Oh, sequins.
Yeah, sequins.
Huh. Okay. Different, I guess.
Thank you. Are you the male version of Roseanne, Roseanne Adana? Not sure. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is the number. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a five-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Back at full strength, at least for a couple days. When do you take off again? You have more vacation coming, right?
No, actually, this is it's a staycation. It is
staycation.
I'll be watching both my grandchildren for 9 days. My son and daughter-in-law are going to Europe on a big family vacation. So
you'll be pretty worn out when you come back.
I will be completely worn out, and will then have to take a vacation sometime in June to recover from my staycation.
6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
He'll be babbling and drooling all over himself. It'd be a hell of a mess.
Then I'll feel right at home, Chuck.
Yeah, I understand. I do it every day. in between reports. It's a hell of a mess by 9 o'clock. Both the Harbor Tunnels are still running with the lanes open. 895, a little slow towards the O'Donnell Street ramp, but nothing out of the ordinary. Everybody's going into both the tunnels, that long ramp that you exit from 95 south onto the BW Parkway, Russell Street. That's slow. It normally is. It's a single lane ramp, kind of works its way all the way around and eventually out into Westport. So that's just a normal delay there. Nothing major yet on the Beltway, but filling in now, Liberty Road down to Route 40. They're still working on the wreck on the BW Parkway northbound near 197. And over at Kent Narrows, the wreck there on Main Street, that's Route 18, very close to the Kent Narrows Bridge. Local traffic is having an impact in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Look at it this way. I have a lot of time to write material for the roast.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that I'll be sharpening my pencil.
I'm ad-libbing all my stuff, as usual. I don't need any notes.
Oh, yeah.
What goes on.
Well, you know, beyond which, you still have that physical Rolodex you'll be bringing with you.
Yes.
Flipping from card to card. By the way, for anybody born sometime in the last 200 or 300 years, a Rolodex used to be a thing that you keep things on.
Yeah, it's like your phone numbers and contacts.
Yes,
and it was a cylindrical type of
cylindrical kind
device,
of thing.
So you would
slots on the bottom. You could add the cards,
and you would just roll it to find your contact. Yeah.
So. I have something cylindrical for both of you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. From your Fox 45 Weather Authority Center, partly cloudy today, low 70s, clouds and rain moving overnight, low in the mid-50s, tomorrow showers likely throughout the day. Highs in the low 60s right now, sunny 50 in Ellicott City, 48 in Reisterstown. Let's go to the phones. Kurt in Edgewater.
Mike. Good morning.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Kurt.
What I'd like to know is how much money Maryland's Attorney General, Blowhard Brown, has wasted suing Trump. It's got to be a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, that's all. A lot of those in court filing fees. I don't know if they've actually spent any time litigating it, but we'll have to look into that. It's a good question for, does Maryland, the state of Maryland, have an Inspector General? Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah.
So we could turn the Inspector General loose on the on the Attorney General and see if he's wasting our money or not. Great question, Kurt. Thanks so much for the call.
I'll tell you, though, the current Attorney General is going to have to work in order to catch up with how many times the previous AG.
Frosch, I think, set the record. Steve in Reisterstown is up next. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. I'm just frustrated that the PPG power line is going to be making the decision this week. And I want to know how it is after a landowner has paid taxes on that for years. How's it their responsibility to provide a power path for this company? And if it was in West Virginia, it wouldn't be happening because West Virginians would stick together and handle this. And I think it's going to be a total in the tank for the power company. What do you think?
Well, I think that was already etched in stone when they first started this.
Yeah.
The rest of this stuff is nothing more than dog and pony show, Steve, and thanks for the call. I do think that today the Piedmont, the MPRP power line project lawyers are in court seeking a ruling for access to private property, and so that's step number one. So they need to be able to get access to that to see, you know, to plot their path, if you will, and then that's the next step to eminent domain. The question is, will they be granted by the courts that access to private property? Most likely, because the argument here is that we in Maryland, because of the lack of foresight and because of the war on fossil fuel being waged by progressive Marxist Democrats in the state, many of which are on the bench now, that we don't have energy. We import 40% of our energy here in the state of Maryland. We don't generate as much energy as we need in this state. And now, of course, in order to accommodate the energy demands of data centers, like, oh, I don't know, in Northern Virginia and elsewhere, we're going to have this addition to the grid, if you will. And people who have spent their entire lives farming, passing their property down through generations, their land is now in great jeopardy because of these robber barons. And that's what it is. These are corporate robber barons. And there are ways to retrofit existing power lines. I have been told by an individual who worked for Pepco.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there are ways to do it. It's expensive, but it wouldn't cost anybody their land. See, they'd much rather take your land than actually, because that actually
puts extra money.
That puts money in the corporation's profits versus when you have to retrofit existing power lines, it takes money from them. Yep. So they'd rather take your money than lose their money. That's the bottom line. So you'd think somebody would be fighting for us here in the state of Maryland. Governor Moore is a panty waste when it comes to this. He's all talk and no action. Rescue Natural Supplements are here for you now during the Memorial Rollback Pricing Sale. Memorial Day sale going on right now. We've rolled back prices back to 2010 on all your favorite Rescue Natural supplements, from omega-3s to the red yeast rice to weight loss, from being able to go to sleep, fall asleep, stay asleep, vitamins, you name it, for women's health, men's health, everything under the sun. You can buy three, get two free right now at Rescue Healthline. Go online, check out all the inventory at res-q.com, rather, and of course you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. No coupon code needed. It's the Memorial Day pricing going all the way back to 2010, and buy three, get two free of the same item when you visit the website. 6:30, time for latest news headlines. Once again here with the update is Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County Police have released the names of the men and women who were found dead in a Dundalk garage Sunday afternoon. Police say 42-year-old April Nadow and 43-year-old Timothy Brenniger were found dead at the scene from an apparent gunshot wound, 7400 block of School Avenue. Investigators say it was an isolated incident. There are no threat to the community. Police say they will provide additional information as it becomes available. Maryland leaders are now sending messages of support to former President Joe Biden following his cancer diagnosis. Governor Wes Moore says he and First Lady Dawn are carrying Biden and his family in their hearts. Moore says the president stood with him during some of the toughest times in the state, and they now stand with him today. Former Governor Larry Hogan says cancer knows no politics, and he joins with all Americans in offering prayers and support to the former president and his family as they take on this fight. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen says if anyone can overcome a difficult challenge, it's Joe Biden. And Representative Quesium Fumi says he is confident that Biden will take on the diagnosis with faith, tenacity, and courage. Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that left one dead and two injured, and separate shootings that left them in various parts of the city. Shortly after 5:30 p.m., police were called to the 2300 block of East Preston Street to investigate several shot spotter alerts. When they arrived, they found an 18-year-old with multiple gunshots to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. At around 6 p.m., police responded to the 700 block of North Gilmore Street, where they found two boys, aged 15 and 16, with gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to the hospital. They are in stable condition. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
Pick three, lottery number 414. Your pick 4-3252. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 895 now. The old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is already backed up to Pulaski Highway and beyond. So right there already, 20 to 25 minute backup going south, even with all the lanes open. All the cameras north of the Fort McHenry Tunnel were damaged with that tornado that went through the other day. And with that, we don't have any coverage north of O'Donnell Street.
Street, but we know for a fact now that some of the overflow traffic there will start to fill in Eastern Avenue, Moravia Road, coming south on 95. The lanes are open, and we can see that at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so we have an eye on that. The wreck has cleared now. BW Parkway with a slow recovery, and the wreck is gone at 197. The accident over on the Eastern Shore is at Kent Narrows. Local traffic there. The wreck is affecting Route 18, which is Main Street, right there at the Kent Narrows Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and a little cooler today with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds with some rain showers arriving late tonight as lows dip into the mid-50s. And then here comes the rain. We've got showers likely on Wednesday with highs in the much cooler low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. So things like those selfies from last weekend's party stay between you and your bestie. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Close but no cigar last night for the Birds as they dropped their seventh straight game, this time to the Brewers. 5-4 was the final. We'll pick it up top of the seventh, Birds trailing 4-1. The Orioles were 0-25 on the season when trailing after six innings, but they had ducks on the pond in the seventh.
Cedric Mullins, the tying run against Nick Mears. There's a four-seamer. It's belted to right by Mullins. It's gone to tie the game. A sizzler off the bat of Cedric into the right field seats, and we are all new here in Milwaukee.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mullins shot tied it at four, but then we moved to the eighth, and a big decision for interim manager Tony Mancelino.
He has been on base four times.
Ground ball up the middle.
Call courtesy of Brewers TV. William Contreras single under the glove of shortstop Gunnar Henderson was the difference, and down go the Orioles. After the game, Mancelino was asked why he wouldn't have walked Contreras, who had been on base three times before.
We didn't want to put him on right there in that situation and risk the possibility of going down two. We also have a ton of faith in Yenny. I mean, Yenny's one of our guys. I mean, we really like Yenny really in any situation.
Birds are now 15-31. They're 12 deep in the cellar of the American League East. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Derrick Henry took the mic. $30 million to the better.
And over time, as I got here, you know, I just, you know, fell in love with everything, with the brotherhood, by the way they work, how they approach everything, and then getting to the season, it's like icing on the cake.
Henry signing the richest contract ever doled out to a back over 30 in NFL history. Preakness attendance numbers in for Pimlico's final hurrah, the old Hilltop, on par with recent low turnouts, a combined 63,000 over the weekend, less than a third as large as the roughly 190,000 who attended the weekend during a record-setting 2017. The most important number, though, was impressive. The handle topped $138 million, including $110 million wagered on race day. That was an increase from 98.5 last year. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what's next for the Birds?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, Vega, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope you had a good weekend. Vegas has the odds now for the Orioles to make the playoffs at 2-4%.
Wow.
So it brings up the question, the logical question, what do you do at the trade deadline?
I think you're selling.
Right, exactly.
You got to be selling. And I think the other question is, when is the other shoe drop?
That's
because
the other
it's
question.
Just not the manager. It's the GM. You're not going to change the owner, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And the question here that is, you know, because the Orioles have been rated to have some of the top prospects in the minor leagues for years now. And it just don't. We just don't have the arms.
Well, I think we don't have the arms, but it's interesting you say that about the top prospects, and it's true they do, and they still do, okay? But they all seem to come up at around the same time. So I think one thing that's missing is veteran leadership.
Right.
You know, Anthony Santander, I mean, yeah, he was 30-whatever years old, and I get you didn't want to commit $100 million to him, but that guy was a veteran, and he was a leader in that clubhouse, and he had 44 home runs last
sure.
year.
Yeah.
So that's a big miss, and you don't have a veteran arm, really. Like a Corbin Burns in that rotation. So
if they are
it's a combination.
If they are going to make a change with Mike Elias, is that going to be after the season, you think?
I think at this point, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think when they look for the manager, I think they're going to have to go. They're not going to have to, but I think they'll go outside the organization. I don't think it's going to be a Buck Britton. I don't think it's going to be a Chirinos. I think it's going to be somebody new with new ideas, new people, etc.
All right. We'll see what happens.
How many years after that new person comes on before we're done with it? Oh, it's a rebuilding year.
Well, you know, managers get fired. And so, I don't know what the lifespan of a manager is in Major League Baseball, but it's really not that long.
Not go with records like that, that's for sure.
I'm not a candidate, by the way, Sean, in case you were thinking anything.
We were going to nominate you because
if you don't want the gig, man, all right, that's fine, but we're going to offer it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Bruce was looking for some free tickets, so we think
exactly.
The best way to do that is
having a man on the inside.
For a game.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Bob is in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
Yeah, this is good. Good morning, man. This might be a repeat, but I'm wondering, and have been with this Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project that you mentioned before the news break, and where are the environmentalists on this? They so worship nature. My goodness, our farmland is being ravaged. I don't think you could have any greater cause for nature and for humans than to protect the farmers and the people, the property owners, but I just haven't heard anything, so I don't know if you have.
No, I really haven't. The Sierra Clubs, the Earth Firsters, and so much of the other groups out there that usually, you know, when it's they're trying to save the snail darter or something like that, they come out of the woodwork. But when it's people's, because I think it's a test for these, because I don't think anybody should own the land. So they're happy to see that the landowners, the farmers, and the folks that own the land, they don't want them to have the land, nor do they want the corporations to have it either. So I guess they're caught between a rock and a hard place, pardon the pun.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. By the way, just for clarification, a snail darter is neither a snail nor is it good at throwing darts.
Yes. What is it then?
I don't know, to be honest.
Well, then, if you don't know what it is, how could you state so convincingly what it isn't?
That's easier.
All right, moving on. We have, of course, the status of the Iran nuke deal.
He's thinking to himself right now, folks. I should have stayed in the East.
I really should have. I could have used a few more days. But I'm about to get that staycation. So.
Yes, exactly. Marco Rubio is one of a number of members of the administration who have weighed in on the continuing, now it seems to be, negotiations that both sides want between us and Iran.
If you're able to enrich at any level, you've now are basically able to enrich at weapons grade very quickly. I mean, that's just a fundamental fact, and everyone knows it, and that was the problem with the Obama deal. But the end goal here is simple. Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. And the president's preference, because he doesn't like war, the president's preference is to achieve that through a peaceful negotiation. He's a builder, not a bomber.
This is very interesting, by the way, because I forget who coined the phrase this past week. I heard it, and I thought, how apt. I think it was Scott Jennings over at CNN, that we have a president, for the first time in a very long time, who doesn't think about war and peace. He thinks about peace and war.
Right.
And so the whole orientation is different. He's willing, if necessary. Want me to throw muscle around? Fine. I'll throw muscle around. I don't want to do that. I'd rather see if we can sit down and reason things out. And that orientation, I think, is very useful for right now.
The left seemed, from his speech when he was over in the Middle East, when he was sort of, he didn't mention names, but he basically said previous administrations where they were basically interventionists. They were nation building. Well, that was a shot at Bush 43 and
Dick
Cheney.
All the globalists.
Yeah, all the globalists, and they're taking him to task over doing that while on foreign soil. But you know, this, it wasn't to do it to denigrate, it was done to explain the different approach now. now, the different strategy that he's going to take in trying to get a peace to break out of the Middle East. And you look what they're doing there, Iran. They're trying to isolate Iran. And yeah. so far it's having an effect. Now, Iran is saying they're not going to give up enrichment. So he's going to try peace first. And if they're not willing to take the olive branch, then that's on them.
Yeah, and it's interesting because now you do have, I think it's the president of Iran who's calling for conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So there does seem to be some willingness because they understand that there is an iron fist behind that velvet glove. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who wears velvet as a matter of course. It's a traffic and weather on the threes with Velvet Johnson.
Just got to go. We missed that first part? You dropped out there a second?
That's it. If you wear that, you can sneak up on people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, unlike when you're wearing those corduroy shorts.
Right, they know I'm coming like three blocks away.
That's right.
Plus, my legs are on fire.
It's called self-immolation.
It's nice, Mr. Casey. Time for you to take off now. You can leave early today. I just looked at the Kent Narrows Bridge at the wreck down there on the Kent Island at Route 18 at the Kent Narrows Bridge is affecting that traffic on Main Street, so it's not affecting traffic on 50. We're doing okay. Look through Annapolis. Everybody's fine this morning. So far, so good. Bay Bridge through Sandy Point over to the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. The Blue Angels are in town today and tomorrow. Practicing today, I think flying tomorrow, that's the word we have right now. There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway outer loop near the BW Parkway. It's in the left-hand lane. We're going to back up from there all the way back down to Central Avenue at Route 214. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, a low 70s. Clouds and rain move in overnight, low mid-50s. Tomorrow showers likely throughout the day. Highs in the low 60s. A cool start to the morning. Right now it's 52 and sunny in the city. It is 54 in Arnold. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
Slightly.
Quick update.
Yes, sir.
That wreck on the Capitol Beltway, just got to look at it. It's on the left shoulder now.
Okay, thank you, sir, for the update. Appreciate that. Just when you thought dirty sodas couldn't get any more chaotic, Papa John's, Mountain Dew have tag-teamed up a new viral trend. It's a pepperoncini dirty soda.
A what?
Pepperoncini. You know the little peppers you get inside the Papa John's boxes?
Yeah.
That's a pepperoncini.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a spicy dirty soda.
Okay.
They're calling it a Cini dirty soda. Fizzy, spicy, citrusy, fever dream of a drink.
Yeah. Stomach burner.
Yeah, that's right. Burning twice. Look. Here's a way you can save some money. Miller Lite and Kingsford now have teamed up the new return of beer-infused beer coal. It's like charcoal, but it's infused with beer. So those.
What does that do? I mean, how does that help?
I guess you get the flavor of it. You don't want the flavor of charcoal on. Maybe get the smell.
No, you get the extra cost.
Beer coal was designed to elevate grilled foods with smoky, full-bodied flavor.
Ooh.
Yeah. Takes 15 minutes to prepare from starting your charcoals to when you're ready to put the dogs or brats on the grill.
Well, wouldn't you have already soaked the brats in beer in order before you cook them?
You could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah, as a Midwesterner, one would do that.
But the question is, how much of that burns off during the cooking process?
None of the flavor, all the alcohol.
Sprite and tea is real. It just started way before TikTok got the latest trend. As people know, we're combining Sprite with iced tea. Now you can get Sprite tea. They're made in a bottle or a can.
Or Spee, as it's sometimes called.
Spee.
Yeah.
Or Teat.
I figured I'd let you go there.
Thank you.
Let me go get a six-pack of tea.
I figured I'll walk it right into this one.
Chuck usually buys them in two packs. Totino's.
Well, never mind. I almost said I really did. It almost just. Never mind. Go ahead.
You almost just blurted it out, didn't you?
Yeah, I almost did.
Hey, here's something you could use in your house, Chuck. Totino's pizza roll dispensing refrigerator. It's the Totino's Pizza Rolls fridge, a fully functional freezer that drops frozen pizza rolls from the ice dispenser and pumps hot sauce from the water tap.
No kidding.
It's diabolical. It's perfect.
It's fantastic.
It's for the future, and it's here now. Can't wait for this year's fall football season with your own Totina's Pizza Rolls fridge.
What does it cost?
Let's see. Does it give a price here? No word on a price. We're going to have to look that one
up. Can
it
be used as an end table? That's the question.
Yes, after you run out of the pizza rolls, apparently. And finally, all dads love meat, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it's from the legendary New York deli, Katz's.
Yep.
Katz's Deli has come up with a Father's Day triple classic package. You get a pound of hand-carved juicy pastrami, a pound of hand-carved corned beef, a pound of hand-carved brisket, 2 8-ounce jars of deli mustard, a quart of half-sour pickles, a quart of full-sour pickles, and your choice of a Katz's Deli t-shirt or hat, whichever you want first. So there you have it. That's a lot of meat, folks.
It is. That's a lot of
meat.
That's
3 pounds of meat for Father's Day.
Wow.
You know? Or basically one chuck lunch.
Yes.
Depending upon...
That's real nice.
Your...
I have another update to interrupt this program.
Please.
Two things. The wreck at Kent Narrows now, Route 18, gone. New wreck on the Beltway, southwest side. Interloop coming up to 170, which is just above 648. Could get a backup there if you're coming up from I-97. We take you now back to regular programming.
Thank you. No price on the Katz's Father's Day deli package either, so we have to look that
now,
one
who's,
up.
Now, what happens? Does it come stocked or you stock it?
It comes stocked. Oh, you mean the fridge?
The fridge.
The fridge. Looking up here, it comes with the Totina's pizza rolls.
Oh, okay.
So you have to pay to restock it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Right. Well, you wouldn't pay for it anyway, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, actually,
your vast barter network has probably already got a beaded eye on it.
Chuck, all you have to do, actually, because you're special, is you simply take the empty fridge back, and they'll give you a refill.
Now just, we're talking.
Yeah. It's just exactly like the propane tanks.
So what's
we showing up this program once again for this traffic bulletin. I'm going to keep doing that from now on. Because I can't get in anyways. Southbound 95 at O'Donnell Street. New wreck now going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Here we go again.
Right.
Okay, now I'm done.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, more on the violence of Utes in Baltimore City.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Still to come, you never guess who Jim Comey is blaming for his 86-47 Shells on the Beach snafu.
Does Orange Man Bad have any residents here?
Wow. No. He went there, so we got that for you. Coming up in our MAGA update in just about 25 minutes or so here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Top of the hour, the Biden cancer cover-up. Nobody's buying this that we just found this out, folks.
No.
Nobody. And we'll take a look at the timeline as well, and you probably already get the gist of that.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Once again, Gist Johnson in traffic.
That's a good try, and kind of got you crickets, didn't it?
From you, the rest of the audience was hilariously laughing out loud.
I can hear them all the way down here, 900 miles away. It's very nice. It's just reverberating all the way through South Carolina as we speak. The inner loop of the Beltway, if you're coming up from I-97 towards the Parkway, the accident was at one of the ramp lanes coming on from Camp Meade Road at 170. So, again, there may be a backup there between I-97, 648, and the wreck at 170. There's been some activity here, a little chatter going on downtown at Lombard at Hanover Street. Not sure what it is. A lot of police cars arriving in that area, so we'll keep an ear on that. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway is on the shoulder with delays on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at the BW Parkway. There is a report of a wreck near the Fort McHenry Tunnel on 95 southbound near the O'Donnell Street ramp. 895 now is already backed up to Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for you Tuesday. Partly cloudy today. Highs in the low 70s. Clouds and rain move in overnight. Lows in the mid 50s. Tomorrow showers likely throughout the day. Highs in the low 60s. It's sunny and 49 in Bel Air and 55 and windy in Stevensville. Let's go to Matt in Pasadena. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Hey, I just had a quick question, and I know you weren't talking about it this morning, but I keep hearing Democrats talk about due process for illegal immigrants, and the one thing that I've never heard anybody talk about is where were all these Democrats when Obama was using drones to drop bombs on known Americans without any due process?
Bingo.
There was no due process there, but they didn't care about that.
Nope, they certainly did not. And that was in he was an American citizen. Anwar al-Awlaki, I think his name was.
There's also no due process for the tens of thousands of illegals that were kicked out of the country during the Obama years.
Right.
I mean, he deported a whole lot. I didn't hear a single Democrat saying, oh, wait, you can't do that fast. Each and every one of them need due process.
Where were all these activist judges as well? You know, these they keep raining on Trump's parade. Matt's a great point. Thanks so much for calling that in. Appreciate it. We told you about the story last week. A young woman who lives in Otterbein was the target of a violent attempted carjacking by a group of juvenile thugs. It resulted in a hairline fracture of her jaw, and it happened as she was getting out of her car, the situation escalated when the thugs demanded her keys, and she refused to give them, and so she got clocked, a sucker punch right in the jaw. Well, the 17-year-old suspect was arrested, initially released on an ankle monitor, but now we find out City State Attorney's Office Ivan Bates, who was on with Kim yesterday, has charged the teen as an adult with attempted carjacking, assault, and attempted theft, and it's because the victim in this particular case was able to ID her.
I was able to positively ID her.
Yeah, thank goodness. And that's brave. I mean, number one, you just living in Otterbein these days is brave. And then she was able to identify her attacker, and she said her injuries were obviously pretty pretty serious.
They hit multiple times in my jaw, so fractured, a hairline fracture on my jaw, multiple times in the back of my head. One of them grabbed me. They're all trying to grab whatever they could out of my pockets.
But if you listen to your mayor and to the police department, and this is a safe city.
Yeah, everything's okay.
Everything's okay now. It's a safe city. except when you're releasing people with a long history of crimes. The 17-year-old, and because she's a juvenile, we don't get access to it, but the police know. The city state's attorney's office knows she had a rap sheet a mile long.
When you repeat robbery and when you injure someone that heinously, it's, you know, I don't really understand why they would let them go or, you know, why there isn't any more stricter laws against that.
Yeah, and on and on it goes. Another car theft victim tracked her stolen vehicle and found out the juvenile thug that took it, that stole it, had been released on an ankle monitor. Stop me if you've heard this before. The arrest of three juveniles aged 14 and 15 led to a dramatic chase and car crash after a Dundalk woman tracked her stolen car using GPS. The victim, who wished to remain anonymous, said, quote, I could see where my car was through the GPS, so my friends came with me to go to it. We passed, and I could see my car. At that moment, two kids got out of the car, which means there were about five of them. And after they were able to flag down a Baltimore City Police patrol car that spotted the vehicle, gave chase, and they eventually arrested the juvenile thugs. And it's just amazing.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about our good buddy, Tim Munson over at AES Builder Home Improvements. You know, if you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind and strongly recommend, AES Builder Home Improvements. They've been doing this for over 35 years, and they built up the trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. That's their slogan. They've lived by it for years. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never been to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes you sure that you get exactly what you want. Now, here's their great spring offer for the first 25 new customers who call. AES will take $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodeling. Call 1-800-787-SAVE, 1-800-787-SAVE, or go to aeshome.us. When they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, 1-800-787-SAVE.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Cuts.
More heavy weather has pounded the nation's midsection. Four tornadoes confirmed last evening in Oklahoma and Nebraska, leaving thousands without power, destroying many homes and businesses. Elsewhere, storm victims have been working to salvage what they can in the wake of powerful storms over the past few days.
Severe weather did the most damage in Kentucky. Residents around the town of London are trying to clean up 3 days after a storm hit the bluegrass state. London's airport is a beehive of activity. Residents there are picking up water, food, diapers, and other supplies.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump continues pushing for a ceasefire in Ukraine.
It's a terrible situation going on over there. 5,000 young people every single week are being killed.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After speaking with Russia's Vladimir Putin for about 2 hours, President Trump announced the agreement to start talks toward a ceasefire and eventual end to the war. He also had a call with Ukrainian President Zelensky and several European leaders. In a statement posted online, the president mentioned that the Vatican is open to hosting the ceasefire negotiations.
And the president says Vatican involvement in the talks would be what he calls a great idea. A melee outside an ICE detention center, Newark, New Jersey, resulting in federal charges against Democrat Congresswoman LaMonica McIver, facing assault, among other charges. The Supreme Court has given the Trump administration the go-ahead to revoke the amnesty granted to more than 300,000 Venezuelan nationals. Indiana has executed a man who was convicted of murdering a police officer 25 years ago, the state's second execution in 15 years. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 10 points, NASDAQ futures 90 points lower, and the S&P futures are off 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
703 Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays at both the harbor tunnels. There is a wreck. We can't see it because the cameras are out in that area around 95 and O'Donnell Street with a result delay going back towards Moravia Road. 895 then gets the word there's a problem next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 now is backed up beginning at Moravia Road. Beyond that, traffic is going into both the harbor tunnels, but with delays now, 20 to 25 minutes on the southbound side. That was, in fact, an accident downtown in the area at Lombard at Hanover. A lot of police cars there. I think a medic unit is there as well. So just a couple of blocks outside of Harbor Place. Keep an eye out for that. Slowing on the Beltway southwest side, there's a wreck on the inner loop near the ramp at Camp Meat Road at 170. Delays coming up from I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and a little cooler today with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds with some rain showers arriving late tonight as lows dip into the mid-50s. And then here comes the rain. We've got showers likely on Wednesday with highs in the much cooler low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 47 degrees. Ellicott City has 48 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore County Police have released the names of a man and woman who were found dead in a Dundalk garage Sunday afternoon. Police say 42-year-old April Nadau and 43-year-old Timothy Brenniger were found dead at the scene from an apparent gunshot wound 7400 block of School Avenue. Investigators say it was an isolated incident. There is no threat to the community. Police say they will provide additional information as it becomes available. Maryland leaders sending messages of support to former President Joe Biden following his cancer diagnosis. Wes Moore says he and First Lady Dawn are carrying Biden and his family in their hearts. Moore says the president stood with him during some of the toughest times in the state, and they now stand with him today. Baltimore police investigating separate shootings that left one dead, two injured Monday. Shortly after 5 p.m., the police were called to the 2300 block of East Preston Street to investigate several shot spotter alerts. When they arrived, they found an 18-year-old with multiple gunshots to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. At around 6 p.m., police responded to the 700 block of North Gilmore. They found two boys, aged 15 and 16, both of whom had gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to a hospital. They are in stable condition. 705 WCBM, Big 3 Lottery number 414, pick 4-3252, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. 3 days after letting Brandon Hyde go, neither management nor ownership have addressed the situation, leaving the O's play to do the talking, and the results haven't been encouraging, as the Birds now have dropped seven in a row following last night's 5-4 loss to Milwaukee. Interim manager Tony Mancelino after the game.
You know, I think we hit the ball really hard tonight. You know, it's kind of comical at this point, the amount of hard contact
and the lack of reward for that hard contact.
Comical is certainly one way to put it. Dean Kramer started for the Birds last night, pitched well enough to keep his team in the game.
Eventually, something will change. We're all looking forward to that time.
Perhaps, perhaps tonight, Keegan Aiken draws the starting assignment at 7:40 p.m. Derrick Henry, now officially the owner of a $30 million contract extension, revealing one of the big reasons he loves it in Baltimore.
Being able to play alongside a player like Lamar, best player in the league, it was just dynamic and a lot of fun.
Coming up in 30 minutes, what exactly is the WNBA investigating? And that is Stein on Sports. Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. We'll take a look at Moody's downgrading the U.S. Credit and what that may or may not mean. We also have that interview with Maria Bartiromo with Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. You know, some golden nuggets from that interview. We'll take a look at that. Also, the latest on the Biden cancer cover-up. And I do believe it is a cover-up. The timing on this is most curious. And certainly, everyone prays for the former president.
Yep. Yeah.
This is a devastating diagnosis. And the long-term prognosis is not good since it has metastasized to the bone.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because there are a lot of choices as to medical opinions on this that I found yesterday online. But because I think it's important that we try to make sure that there is a representative couple of individuals who do not represent simply a conservative point of view somehow in their medical analysis. Vin Gupta is a medical expert over at MSNBC. He says there are a couple of things we don't know. Here are a couple of things we do not know about the diagnosis on Joe Biden.
Did they do a digital rectal exam to assess his prostate? He's the leader of the free world. Did they do it and not characterize it? It's hard to know. We're speculating here. I would say in an abundance of caution, probably be holistic and comprehensive. That would make sense.
Okay, now, every guy I know has his PSA tested at least annually. And some of us in higher risk groups have that's for prostate specific antigen PSA. Some guys have it done twice a year, and there's always a digital exam. Yes, it's not pleasant, but we understand it's necessary to check the prostate, and it's done on a regular basis. Is it medical malpractice to assume somehow that during the Biden years, not a single physician bothered either getting his PSA or do a digital exam on his prostate? Gupta says, look, everybody else's PSA is available. You can go to public records. You can find Clinton's PSA. You can find Obama's PSA. You can find Trump's PSA.
It is interesting to note that President Trump's, President Obama's, and President Bush II, in their most recent physicals, in their terms of office, obviously 2025 for President Trump, did comment on their PSA levels. And so they got screened while in office, and they commented on it. It's not easy to access the most recent ones from President Biden. According to those that were able to, there is not a report of a PSA test on the most recent physical that was read out for President Biden's last year in office. The other three most recent occupants of the White House had it drawn, and it was reported out.
Yeah, but maybe it just cropped up. maybe it just popped up, all of a sudden, poof, you have stage 4 prostate cancer. Like you were fine on Monday, and on Tuesday afternoon, woof, this just happened to you.
Well, that's why so many are questioning the timeline, including myself, because let's remember what's happened here in the last week. We've had the book, the Jake Tapper book, and all the stuff about the cognitive decline, the auto pen issue. And now, of course, we have the Her tapes, which the transcript was out last year, but the audio is really what's devastating.
Yeah.
And so I think they've known for a while that President Biden has prostate cancer, and they held this until they, I hate to say it, and I know it's politically cynical, but until they needed it.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say, I think you're right on this, and I think there are an awful lot of physicians who would agree as well. You don't get to stage 4 prostate cancer overnight. Prostate cancer is a slow-growing cancer. A lot of times, if it happens later in life, they do nothing. They just wait and watch.
The only way you do that is if you are not getting a digital rectal exam
and
a PSA test, and that I've seen that
hard
one of our former employees here who passed away at a very young age just completely ignored that, and unfortunately it came back to haunt him. But that's the only way I just think for President of the United States, you're getting it at the very least a PSA test, if not a digital rectal exam and or both.
Yeah, they White House doctors overtest, not undertest,
right.
All right, as a practice. You know who Zeke Emanuel is, folks? He's Rahm Emanuel's brother. He's also a physician. He was on the other side of a couple of issues during Obamacare from us. But Zeke Emanuel has a point of view on Biden and his prostate cancer, and he's an oncologist. You hear that coming up. Right now, though, it's 7:13. Traffic and weather on the three is once again Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop of the Beltway on the southwest side, we had that wreck about half an hour ago now, coming up on the inner loop towards Camp Meade Road, which is 170, right after the bridge at 648. I'm looking at the camera back down here at I-97. It's moving, it's slow, so whatever was there may be on the shoulder now. You could even see a little bit of a backup on I-97 northbound coming up from Ferndale at 648, but it looks like they are getting by. Unfortunately, the camera is out at the BW Park. We had a lot of damage to these cameras when those storms went through over the weekend, so some of the areas we can see it pretty clearly, but there is a backup on the southwest side. Looks like the wreck is cleared from I-95 southbound at O'Donnell Street, but both the tunnels with a heavy backup southbound at least 20 to 25 minutes right now. If you're downtown near Harper Place, there was a wreck, and again, I think there was more to this wreck than just the wreck itself. At Lombard and Hanover, there's a big police presence in that area as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast looking pretty nice. Partly cloudy today. Highs in the low 70s. And then clouds and rain moving overnight. Lows in the mid 50s. Showers likely throughout the day. Highs in the low 60s for tomorrow. Right now, sunny 54 in Pasadena, 51 in Parkville. Time for our Mega Movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yesterday at a press conference announcing the results of the Putin call, which lasted for about 2 hours, we had President Trump weighing in on President Biden's cancer diagnosis and specifically why they may not have reported it or found it earlier.
It's given to everybody, but it's given just about, and it takes a long time to get to that situation. Now, I think, you know, to get to a stage 9, I think that if you take a look, it's the same doctor that said that Joe was cognitively fine. There was nothing wrong with him. Well, he said, if it's the same doctor, he said there was nothing wrong there. And that's being proven to be a sad situation. And the auto pen is becoming a very big deal. You know, the auto pen is becoming a big deal because it seems like that maybe was the president who ever operated the auto pen. But when they say that that was not good, they also, you know, you have to look and you have to say that the test was not so good either. In other words, there are things going on that the public wasn't informed. And I think somebody's going to have to speak to his doctor, if it's the same or even if it's two separate doctors. Why wasn't the cognitive ability. Why wasn't that discussed? And I think the doctor said he's just fine, and it's turned out.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of questions here regarding the physical diagnosis of a prostate cancer, stage 4. I think he was referring to the Gleason score when he said stage 9. I think it was a score to 9 on the Gleason scale. But then, of course, with Brett Baer on Friday night, he talked about Biden's cognitive decline.
I know people that are 89, 90, 92, 93 years old that are literally perfect, but Joe was not one of them. And they did a lot of hiding. They were really playing games, and you know, you can't do that. Our country's at stake. You see, even a thing like this, there's so many decisions for billions and billions, but then you have even more important decisions. You have decisions for life, and you can't have a man in that condition. And everybody was holding back, including the press, including the media.
Yeah. Everybody is questioning who actually was running the country. We know who's running it now. President Trump announced Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire following a phone call with Putin. Says Russia wants to do large-scale trade with the United States. Apparently, Pope Leo XIV is going to host the ceasefire talks at the Vatican. Very interesting development there. President Trump signed the Take It Down Act into law yesterday. Something First Lady Melania Trump is very instrumental as part of her Be Best campaign. This will the deep fakes. These are the AI porn. It's horrible what they can do to people. Make them look like it's actually them. They take somebody's face and put on somebody's naked body. It's horrific. And so now you have some recourse as to taking it down or forcing these social media companies to take it down. He actually joked the bill. Melania signed the bill along with the president. Of course, it has no bearing whatsoever, but he did have to sign the bill, triggering the left. Trump also had a message to his critics and to the left as well yesterday.
And we got the Olympics, and then we got through Johnny, who's the boss. He's a friend of mine. We got the World Cup. I got them both. And I said, man, I won't be president. I got the Olympics and the World Cup, and I won't be president. And they're going to forget that I got them. Nobody's going to mention it because, you know, a little bit, that's the way life is. And then they rigged the election. And then I said, you know what I'll do? I'll run again and I'll shove it up their ass. And that's what I did. And all of a sudden, I then realized, I said, you know what? I got the Olympics. I got the World Cup and I got the 250th. Look at the way this works out. So if they would have left us alone and wouldn't have cheated on the election and wouldn't have rigged it, I would have been retired right now. I would have been happily doing something else. And instead, they have me for 4 more years. Can you believe it? Yeah. So it has it.
And that's the way it went down in the 120th day of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
It is 7:20. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Counselor Stephen Friedman joins us. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Had a spectacular weekend. Had a cousin's wedding in Philadelphia, Sean. And I met your younger son who was there. So just
Logan said he sent me a picture of you and Michael. And of course, it looked like it was a great wedding. So mazel tov on a great congratulations on a great wedding.
It was great. Thanks. Okay, let's get into the case of the week here. We're going to be talking about premises liability. Now, as we've discussed before, premises liability is very different from an auto accident, for example, because premises liability, you need to prove that if you fell on someone's property, that property owner knew or should have known that there was a defect, and they failed to correct it, failed to make it safe. Here are the facts of this case. My client's 52 years of age. She lives in a condo in the Cockeysville area in Baltimore County. She was driving out of her community and she wanted to mail a couple envelopes. She pulls over to the right side, gets out of her car, and walks to the mailbox, which is on the opposite side. She puts it in the mail. As she's walking back to her car, she opens her door and falls. Her left leg gets stuck in a hole that's there. She hits her head on the window and is bleeding from the head. Fortunately, there's a witness there that comes to the scene, and they actually have to call 911 because the blood is nonstop in her head. They take her to the hospital. She's been diagnosed with a concussion and a fractured ankle. So it's a pretty serious injuries. So the bottom line is, we did some investigation, and a construction company that was working at the apartment complex dug two small holes, but they both were very deep. After they dug the holes, they put no signs up, they put no cones up, there was no warning whatsoever. So I was able to get a hold of the construction company, sent my letter of representation in, and I was really waiting for them to say, well, wait a second, your client's contributory negligent. As we know in Maryland, if you're only 1% at fault for the accident, you're completely barred from any recovery. So fortunately for us, the construction company was very honest and said that their guys really botched this job because they didn't put up any warning signs whatsoever, and they actually should have roped it off. So my client's still in therapy, and they said they will accept responsibility. So, folks, if you've been in any type of personal injury accident, whether it's a slip and fall, whether it's a trip and fall or auto accident, call us immediately. Let us go to work for you, 410-363-6848. We will get you the results. Don't try to go it alone. And check out our website, maflaw.com. You can get your What to Do in an Automobile Accident checklist cards, and we are there for you 24/7. So that's it for this week, Sean. Pleasure, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Stephen, thanks so much. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free, 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck, Howard County, southbound 95. It looks to be before we get to Route 32, because right at Route 32, there's not a lot of traffic there. I looked at the camera, we're backed up to at least 175, so don't know which lanes yet, but definitely some slowing on 95 as you're going south through Howard County. The wreck on the Beltway southwest side cleared to the shoulder, a little better now. Interloop coming up to Camp Meade Road, that's better coming up from I-97. The rest of the Beltway all with the normal delays, earlier problems, and very heavy traffic. 20 to 25 minute delays at least southbound going into both the Harbor Tunnels. The wreck near O'Donnell Street had cleared. If you're downtown, just kind of north and west of Harbor Place, there was a wreck. A lot of activity there at Lombard at Hanover. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, partly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. Clouds and rain move in overnight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow showers likely throughout the day. Highs in the low 60s. Right now we're 53 and sunny in Dundalk, 55 under sunny skies in Edgewater. And at 725, you're up to date here on the Morning Drive. And let's take a phone call here from Dominique in Baltimore County.
Morning, Dominique.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to give you my two cents on this whole prostate thing, because I just recently I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and it was a nightmare for me because I went to a very large hospital in the Baltimore area, and they literally convinced me I didn't have cancer. And then when I pushed to get an MRI, it was like tooth and nail. And then eventually when I got the MRI, sure enough, I had an aggressive cancer that I had to get rid of immediately. Mm. And so I wonder sometimes if these doctors are not paying attention to some of the other symptoms that may occur. Because I got to tell you, my PSA was fine. It was very low, and it wasn't out of control. And I'm wondering if that may have occurred with the president. Now, I agree with you. They're probably holding something back because Gleason score was 9.
Yeah, did you have a digital exam?
I did.
Yeah.
I get one. I had one every year, and you know what? The doctor that did it said, "Oh, your prostate feels great. You know, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, your PSA is normal." And I said, "Look, there's something wrong. I'm not feeling right. I have a little pain down there. Blah blah blah." And I said, "I'd like to get an MRI." And so my point to people today is, guys that are 50, 55 years old, get an MRI every 5 years, because that is going to be the true test of diagnosing whether you got a lesion down there. The PSA is a lagging measure to me, and so if I relied just on that alone, I would have never found that I had an advance. I had a Gleason score of 7 with cribriform morphology, which means it's somewhat aggressive, wants to move. And so I can see that some of these doctors out there are not really focusing on other symptoms, and I wonder if that may have happened with the president.
Right. It is hard for me to believe that the White House physician would be overlooking anything when it comes to the president's health. I mean, he has one patient.
There. Yeah, I don't think
it's good.
Dominic, thanks for sharing your story, and hopefully you're doing okay. I appreciate that.
Dr. Zeke Emanuel. Now, Zeke Emanuel is Rahm Emanuel, the former Democrat official with the Clinton campaign, former mayor of Chicago. Zeke is his brother, and he actually is one of these guys who wanted everybody basically to live to age 75 and then get out of the way for the younger folks. And he talked about during the Obamacare stuff. He says, well, he'd be really surprised if there were not a test.
If you're a doctor respecting medical ethics, you talk about it with the patient. Do they want this test or not? You talk about the pros and cons. You talk about what the recommendations are of various organizations, including the American Urological Association, the American Cancer Society. So the ultimate decision is President Biden's. I would say that it is surprising he did not get this test, given the fact that the proclivity of presidential physicians is test more rather than less.
Yeah, test more rather than less. And that is the practice, mostly because they don't want to be in the middle of a controversy like this one. And again, this is every single oncologist that I've heard, know personally, or have seen online, said this guy would have had a problem for 4 years at least. He would have walked into the White House with serious prostate issues. And that for them not to have any results at all, you got to scratch your head and think, really?
I have to see if I can find the audio. He once said that he had cancer publicly. So I'll see if I can find the audio to that. Rescue Natural Supplements, want to remind you the Memorial Day rollback sale is going on right now. Back to 2010 pricing. If you go to the website, res-q.com, you'll see it already marked down to the 2010 pricing. And, of course, what you can also do is take advantage of the Memorial offer of buy three, get two free of the same item. So if it's the super prostate formula or if it's something else, it's omega-3s, you buy three, get two free, no good. Coupon code needed. All you have to do is check it out at res-q.com, or you can order right now at 1-800-26-ALIVE, or about 30 minutes when the operators open up the phone lines. That's 1-800-262-5483, or at res-q.com. Take advantage of the Rescue Memorial Day rollback pricing sale. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore Police investigating separate shootings that left one dead, two injured. On Monday, shortly after 5:30 p.m., police were called to the 2300 block of East Preston Street to investigate several shot spotter alerts. When they arrived, they found an 18-year-old with multiple gunshots to the body. The victim was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. At around 6 p.m., police responded to the 700 block of North Gilmore Street. They found there two boys, aged 15 and 16, both of whom had gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to the hospital. They are in stable condition. Baltimore County Police have released the names of the man and woman who were found dead in Dundalk in a garage Sunday afternoon. Police say 42-year-old April Nadau and 43-year-old Timothy Brenniger were found dead at the scene. Apparent gunshot wounds, 7400 block of School Avenue. Investigators say it was an isolated incident. There is no threat to the community. Police say they will provide additional information as it becomes available. And Maryland leaders are now sending messages of support to former President Joe Biden following his cancer diagnosis. Governor Wes Moore says he and First Lady Dawn are carrying Biden and his family in their hearts. Moore says the president stood with him during the toughest times of the state, and they stand with him today. Former Governor Larry Hogan says cancer knows no politics, and he joins with all Americans in offering prayers and support to the former president and his family as they take on this fight. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen says if anyone can overcome a difficult challenge, it's President Joe Biden. And Kwesi Mfumi says he's confident that Biden will take on the diagnosis with the faith, tenacity, and courage he has displayed throughout his life as a public servant. 7:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Goodfeet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Goodfeet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Goodfeet Store. The Goodfeet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Right now, the pick three lottery is 414. Your pick four was 3252. And at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Hempstead. It's at the roundabout. Keep an eye out for that. Route 30 at Route 482. Several vehicles are involved. One of our listeners called that in. We appreciate that heads up on that. And there is some slowing through there. We're in Annapolis now looking at 50. Yesterday, we had all these big problems here at the Severn River Bridge. It's a little bit slow now right after Ritchie Highway, but the pace is good beyond that over towards I-97 and then I-97 southbound. You have the normal delays right as you merge there at I-97 and the ramps at Route 32. Definite delays 20 to 25 minutes south at both the harbor tunnels and all the normal delays around 695. JFX is filling in quickly from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line towards Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and a little cooler today with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds with some rain showers arriving late tonight as lows dip into the mid-50s. And then here comes the rain. We've got showers likely on Wednesday with highs in the much cooler low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. So things like those selfies from last weekend's party stay between you and your bestie. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Tony Mancelino's first win as interim manager of the Orioles, still elusive as he and the coaching staff make a fateful decision with two outs, a runner on second, and a base open last night in the bottom of the eighth.
Who else would you rather have at the plate right now than William Contreras, who has been on it all night long? He has been on base four times. Ground ball up the middle. Terang coming around third. William with a four-hit game gives the Brewers the lead in the eighth.
That away, William Contreras.
Call courtesy of Brewers TV. Contreras' single under the glove of shortstop Gunnar Henderson was the difference, and down go the Orioles. 5-4 was the final. After the game, Mancelino was asked why he wouldn't have walked the hot William Contreras.
We didn't want to put him on right there in that situation and risk the possibility of going down two. We also have a ton of faith in Yenny. I mean, Yenny's one of our guys. I mean, we really like Yenny really in any situation.
Birds now 15-31. They're deep in the cellar of the American League East. They'll do it again tonight with Keegan Aiken drawing the start. That's right, Keegan Aiken at 7:40 p.m. Elsewhere in the major, Shohei Ohtani back atop the leaderboard in home runs.
Unless it was a strategic part of the game.
Ohtani hammers the ball the other way. Forget about it. 17 for 17.
Call courtesy of Major League Baseball television. In a losing effort, though, as L.A. falls to the Diamondbacks, 9-5 was the final. Ravens officially giving Derrick Henry that two-year contract extension. Ravens running back coach Willie Taggart was asked to sum up why Henry is such a good fit in Baltimore.
I think he fits our identity as an organization, and I think he fits Baltimore as a city and what the city stands for. You know, and when you watch him play, you watch the Ravens play, when you always watch the Raven play, it was always dominating and physical. And when you watch Derrick run, it's dominating and physical.
OTAs beginning 1-1.
1 week from today. And finally, this from The Independent, made famous by Trent Crim on Ted Lasso. An American basketball player could potentially face a firing squad in Indonesia after receiving a package of THC-infused candy from Thailand. Former U.S. college basketball player Jared Dwayne Shaw, he played for Utah State, he's from Dallas, Texas, was arrested on May 7th when police raided his apartment just outside the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. They seized 132 pieces of Delta-9 THC cannabis candies. Indonesia has extremely strict drug laws with a life sentence or death by firing squad possible if Shaw is found guilty. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what's the truth behind Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Did you have a comment on the Jakarta story at all?
I guess you could say his career is shot.
Oh, no.
At this point.
That's too soon.
Please, so it didn't go off in smoke.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so. Boy. Too soon. Hey, Texter Marty, who I'm sure you're very familiar with, sent in a text the other day, a very good one, actually, about this Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark situation in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you saw it over the weekend, the quote-unquote flagrant foul,
yes,
which didn't look that flagrant at all.
Right.
I've got the audio. We can play it. But regardless, I'm just wondering, is there something behind this? In other words, the WNBA certainly is making strides, and Caitlin Clark certainly is on people's minds, and so is Angel Reese, for that matter. But it just seems to me like they need this. Like, there's almost like a script behind this whole thing. This good and bad, this evil and good, this, you know, Caitlin Clark against Angel Reese. They need some type of rivalry to make the league legit and important in the sports landscape, and I'm just wondering how you guys feel about that. Because I'm kind of feeling it.
Yeah, I see it differently. I think that there is a huge resentment of Caitlin Clark coming into the league as a white girl and playing as well as she did.
So it's a racial thing.
From some of the black players in the WNBA, and among them Angel Reese.
There was a quote that Angel Reese had last year saying something about, you know, I'm out here too.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying all attention to Caitlin Clark, but, you know, there's another side here too. I'm a damn good basketball player just as well. And, of course, she was asked about that last week, and she cut it off very quickly and said, next question. So, you know, again, some of it may be personal, some of it may be scripted. I don't know. I just think that Caitlin Clark was hammered last year when she came in.
Yes. She was.
Yeah.
And so I think she's just returning some of what she got.
Does this happen in the NBA?
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay.
I think. I mean, although you didn't have it with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, I mean, they were competitors, but they never really got that physical.
But I guess here's my point. If, Bruce, if you think it's racial in some fashion, right?
Yeah.
Does that happen in the NBA?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't think that happens in the NBA.
Okay.
And maybe that's my point here.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Grist for the mill, as they say. By the way, the quote that I was thinking about, Joe Biden 2022, a slip-up during a public speech. He said, quote, this is when he was appearing. He was talking about oil refineries near his childhood home in Claymont, Delaware, which he appeared to blame for his cancer. Quote, that's why I and so damn many other people grew up with having cancer and why for the longest time Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation. End of quote. Some are saying that he was referencing his melanoma, his skin cancers, which he had removed prior to becoming president, and may not have been the prostate cancer. So we'll have to certainly give that due reference.
There are times, by the way, where with prostate cancer, you're old enough, and you get diagnosed with it, they're not going to do much of anything.
Right.
They're going to wait and watch and see, because it's a slow-moving cancer. And if you're diagnosed with prostate cancer in your mid-80s, and then they say, well, let's wait and watch, you could pass away long before something else happens, long before prostate cancer gets you.
Fascinating interview over the weekend with the director of the FBI, Cash Patel, the deputy director, Dan Bongino, with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. And this was one of the big golden nuggets out of the interview regarding Russiagate and what they say they are finding and what they're going to be turning over to Congress in the near future.
That we have now found material and information and people who wanted to hide it from the world since we got in these seats. And we, as the deputy said, we are trying to do it in a fashion where not only are we informing the American public of what happened, but we can have accountability for it.
Yeah, and then went on to say that they're finding new information regarding Russia.
Stuff they didn't have.
Stuff that they didn't have. And I'm just wondering, is the same true of J6? Here's what they said about, were there any agents on the ground that day?
Were there FBI agents undercover egging people on?
Like I said, that answer is coming. And it's on its way to Congress.
You're about to... I saw it. I saw the portfolio of information. We dug far and wide to find it. And I'm pretty sure now we have a conclusive, definitive answer. But you and the public are going to have it. You're going to see it in writing over to Capitol Hill. But I just want to be sure we're clear, having been an agent and a police officer. There is a difference between an agent. I know you know this. I don't mean to sound ridiculous. An agent, meaning a trained GS 1811 federal agent, and a source or an asset. There's a difference. So when you see the material, which I promise you is coming, again, I'm not asking you to trust us. I know it's coming because I saw it yesterday. When you see it, I just want you to understand that it's not an apology for anything.
Thank you.
But there's a difference between agents and assets.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well, assets, it might be what are called confidential human sources.
Yep.
These are people that are agent provocateurs. Maybe the agents weren't directing them. Maybe the agents weren't on the ground. But the FBI had knowledge. There were at least 20 or so of these confidential human sources on the ground that day. And it'll be interesting to see what role they played, who directed them to play that role, who's supervising them in that role. But the hint there is the FBI had something to do with it. We just don't know whether it was agents or confidential human sources. We'll hear from a little bit later on Jeffrey Epstein. Did he kill himself? And also on the assassination attempts on President Trump.
We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Our telephone number here is 410-WCBM-680. So if you would, take a second, give us a shout, become the contestant for today. That comes up right after Chuck Whitaker in Traffic and Weather on the 3s. Chuck?
Brought to you as a service. Thank you. Brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. New wreck. Couple of accidents now on the interstate. Southbound 83 between Warren Road and Pedonia Road. There is an impact there. Looking at the camera coming south of Warren Road. And it's slow. And then at Pedonia Road, it's not too bad. So it's before we get to Pedonia Road, backed up back to at least the ramp at Warren Road now as you're coming south. New wreck eastbound I-70 near Route 97. Apparently the information says it was on the shoulder. The traffic is slow. The camera is out at I-70 at Route 97. I don't see a lot of traffic over at Route 32, which could indicate that there is a backup on the eastbound side there at the accident scene. We had problems earlier, and the new wreck was at the area around the roundabout in Hempstead, Route 30. At Route 482, several vehicles were involved, and a wreck that was on the shoulder but attracting attention, I-95 southbound between 175 and Route 32. Memorial Day weekend just around the corner. Time to get ready now for summer driving conditions at Bernie's Automotive. Let them check your tires, your belts, hoses, and coolant. Get it all done. You'll travel safely with the help of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Partly cloudy today. Highs in the low 70s. Clouds and rain moving in overnight down into the mid-50s. That's where we are right now. Sunny, 53 in the Middle River, 54 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. And today we've got a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug if Jim in Northeast Pennsylvania can correctly choose the fake news. Jim, good morning.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
Jim, would you like your first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last, please.
All right, good luck. Here are your three stories. Story number one, a Florida woman who thinks she's a coffee table has been perched on all fours in a living room for about a week without moving. She has to be fed, wears a diaper, and says very few words. Doctors believe it's some sort of dissociative disorder or body dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm.
Story two.
She had nice legs.
Story two. Christy Noem pushing for a reality TV show that would see immigrants compete for the honor of fast-tracking their way to U.S. citizenship. They would be in the country legally, but have not become citizens as of yet. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary wants to promote the legal way to become a U.S. citizen. And story three, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blaming the Trump administration for the Mexican Navy accident over the weekend, where a tall ship crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. Two, unfortunately, died in that crash. Schumer said DOGE-related cuts to the Coast Guard were to blame. Is it story one? Woman thinks she's a coffee table. Story two, Christy Noem wants a new reality TV show where immigrants compete for fast-track citizenship. Or story three, Chuck Schumer wakes up with TDS once again and blames Trump for the tall ship crash into the Brooklyn Bridge. We'll start with Mr. Bruce.
The coffee table story, well, every once in a while you hear something about it called an occasional table or an occasional chair. Maybe she's just an occasional table. I think that's true. I think story three is true, although it had nothing to do with Trump. It had to do with the captain, frankly. You should know the height of your ship before you go toward a bridge. Christy Noem, that story is fake news.
Bruce goes for two. Kristen?
So by Chuck Schumer's logic, then, does that mean it was Biden's fault for the Key Bridge? The entire
Absolutely.
Act?
There you go.
But I could see him saying that, and yeah, I could see another weird story like the Florida story. I'm going to say number two. I don't think that's entirely true. I think it's partially true.
Mm-hmm.
Entirely. Two.
And Kristen goes for story number two. Chuck?
Well, we all know Schumer is an idiot. Anybody who wears their glasses halfway down their nose and looks over their glasses is an idiot.
That's a default position.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. You want to put your glasses up from the bottom of your nose there?
Yeah. Wear them over your mouth and shut up, Bruce.
Well, that way they always fog up. What story are you selecting, sir?
You just gave me an opening there, and God only knows I wish I could have taken it. I'll go two, please.
Chuck also goes for story number two. Jim, you going to make it unanimous?
Well, I'm flummoxed.
You're flummoxed?
I'll go for number two as well.
Jim goes for number two as well. Nobody votes for story three. Chuck, you Schumer. Yes, he blames everything on Trump. Why not the Mexican tall ship crashing into the Brooklyn Bridge? Story number one did not get a single vote. The woman, the Florida woman who thinks she's a coffee table. That is our fake news story of the day.
Come on.
Sorry. Really? Yeah, sorry about that.
So this thing with these illegals?
Is yes.
A true story?
It is a true story.
Okay. No,
I just thought Christy Noem wasn't necessarily on board yet. I heard a producer had an idea and was trying to pitch her. I'm going to have to check this.
Well, okay. as
that's from the Daily Mail. So check it in the Daily Mail.
Another,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
It's from the World Weekly News.
Oh, this is sour grapes, Chuck.
Sour grapes.
You want some wine?
I almost said some bad again.
Want some cheese with that wine?
You got me on the line here a couple times. This one of us said something bad.
I have that grapes. Way. I could trigger you.
Well, if that happens, Chuck, blame Trump.
Jim, thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 before the hour. Coming up next, Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, on the Moody's downgrade of the U.S. credit and more. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow. For our new customers, mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
I'm sorry, I just got an email in saying, I hope they have maternity facilities at Channel 45.
Andy Harris on the War Room yesterday with Steve Bannon over the status of the One Big Beautiful Bill. We'll tell you what he had to say. Plus, the plight of the Afrikaners continues to be debated in the United States. And Governor Moore vetoes the reparations study bill. What's that all about? And we'll also hear Jim Comey, who he blames for the 86-47 shells on the beach. Okay.
It just nature did it.
When you hear it, Bruce, you're going to like this one.
Yeah, I figure I will. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck, apparently minor, but it's on the BW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff. I just looked at the camera there. It's backed up almost back into the area at Route 100 and coming down from the ramp there at Hanover Road and also coming down from the BW Parkway. So in that area, just around the airport cutoff, and from there towards Route 100, that's the reason for the backup. Both the tunnels, 895 is sitting here between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. 95 is backed up towards the city county line. All of that right now, 20 to 25 minute delays. Southbound 83, the wreck is between Warren Road and Pedonia Road with a delay there. The wreck on 95 south at Route 32, now on the shoulder, but a little bit slow through there. We had a wreck at the roundabout in Hempstead at Route 30 at Route 482. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Partly cloudy today. Highs in the low 70s. Right now, it is 52 and sunny in Parkville and 50 in the sunny skies in Forest Hill. Howard's on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Howard. Boy, yes. Two comments. How about Austin, Secretary of Defense, admitted urgently to Walter Reed Hospital with prostate cancer. And according to some reports, that may have been messed up, and he was readmitted, all of this without informing anybody where he was and who was in charge. That's number one. Number two is a caller called in the last couple of days saying the Democrats' strategy was to get Biden and Harris both elected, and 4 or 5 months after the election, they would reveal Biden's cancer. He was OTD out the door, and Harris would take over as president. Two unrelated but definite. What are your comments?
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. Regarding the Secretary Austin one, obviously, you know, he, I don't know all the whys and wherefores because we weren't privy to his private medical records, but yeah, he did disappear, and that was for treatment for prostate, and at Walter Reed, then he had to go back because of some complications. I don't think it was a misdiagnosis. No. I understand there are complications from his procedure. Again, we've heard a lot of speculation as to Joe Biden cutting a deal with the devil. that he would agree. Just get me in, no matter by hook or by crook, and mail-in ballots, the rigging of the 2020 election, 3 November 2020. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they set up Harris would be ready to roll. But funny thing happens, once Biden gets in there and tastes the power, and Jill likes the power.
Oh, yes, that's the key.
They're hanging on for dear life, even though he was in mental decline, cognitive decline. Now, as far as the prostate cancer, when that appeared, I don't know about that. But an interesting take on your point. Thanks, Howard, for the call.
Kristen Welker had a conversation this past weekend with Scott Bessent, Secretary of the Treasury, and said, well, Moody's has downgraded our debt, basically saying it's Trump's fault. And Bessent took her to task, saying, you might have taken Econ 101, but it's what I do for a living.
Moody's is a lagging indicator. I think that's what everyone thinks of credit agencies. Larry Summers and I don't agree on everything, but he said that when they downgraded the U.S. in 2011. So it's a lagging indicator. And just like Sean Duffy said with our air traffic control system, we didn't get here in the past 100 days.
No, as a matter of fact, when they're taking a look at Moody's or anybody else with a credit rating, they're taking a look at the past 6 months to a year. They're taking a look at what happened 12 months ago, looking at what happened 6 months ago or 3 months ago, and then gauging what their estimation is based on those numbers. So it's a lagging indicator. There are some indicators that are forward-looking.
Yeah.
For example, unemployment is a leading indicator of business growth or business shrinkage, depending on which way unemployment is going. You can pretty much tell what's going to go on in an industry by seeing if they're laying people off or hiring people and taking a good guess forward. Bessent went on to say that, the Trump administration inherited kind of a sucky situation.
We inherited 6.7% deficit to GDP, the highest when we weren't in a recession, not in a war, and we are determined to bring the spending down and grow the economy.
Period. Bring the spending down, grow the economy. Well, I'm looking forward to that bringing the spending down part because last couple of administrations have shown nobody's been particularly good at that.
Yeah, well, this one so far is struggling with it as well.
Yep.
Based on, we'll talk about the One Big Beautiful Bill coming up. But there's a new Harvard poll out. First plus economic rating since July of 21st. 51% of Americans rank the economy as strong, 49% weak. It's the first time it's been head is above water since July of 2021. So that's
very good news.
That's very good news that the American consumer and the Americans believe the economy is better now than it has been since July of 2021.
Because we don't buy stuff if we think the economy is going south.
Absolutely. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, wants to sell your home. If you call Vinny, he or one of his agents will come out. They'll check out your home. They'll look at, evaluate it, analyze it, and with staging and any number of programs that they have. Once you decide that agree on asking price and time frame, and you both agree on that, and you sign the contract, sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. That's 100% guaranteed. And Vinny can make that guarantee because he's got tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home before it even hits the open market or the MLS. So that's why so many people have successfully listed with Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. You should do the same. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And tell them I told you to call.
One big beautiful bill. Andy Harris weighs in on that right at the top of the hour. Also, next hour, more on the Afrikaans coming to this country. And Moore says no reparations.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Looking to get his big, beautiful bill across the finish line, President Trump pays a visit to Capitol Hill today. He'll lobby Republican skeptics, including members of the House SALT caucus. They've been talking with Republican leaders trying to hammer out some kind of compromise.
A late-night meeting between House Speaker Mike Johnson and moderate Republicans fighting for an obscure tax break
ended with no deal on Monday, prolonging the fight over an issue that's emerged as one of the major barriers to a final agreement on President Trump's domestic agenda. The moderate lawmakers are seeking a significant hike to the ceiling on the state and local tax deduction, or SALT, which was capped at $10,000 as part of the Republicans' 2017 tax law. The cap was designed to prevent wealthy taxpayers from getting a huge break, but the critics say it's also hitting middle-class taxpayers in high-income, high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, and California. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The president has been working the phones, hoping to get peace talks going between the warring parties in Ukraine. Mr. Trump spent more than 2 hours on the phone yesterday with Russia's Vladimir Putin. He also talked with Ukraine's president.
We also spoke to the heads of most of the European nations, and we're trying to get that whole thing wrapped up. What a shame that it ever started in the first place. So.
The president says Russia and Ukraine have agreed to engage in ceasefire talks ASAP, adding that the Vatican has voiced an interest in hosting those discussions. Six of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail last Friday are still on the lam. The reward for their capture now stands at $20,000 per inmate. Forecasters fear the storm-battered areas of the country's midsection will see more powerful storms this week. Four tornadoes confirmed last evening in Oklahoma and Nebraska. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are 12 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 56 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows RV owners like to travel at a nice, relaxing pace. Just like this commercial. They're not rushing to a departure gate at the airport, because they depart from their driveway. And they can relax even more knowing they're protected by Progressive. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of a wreck in Howard County, and there may be a fuel spill here southbound 29. It looks like it's just after the ramp at Route 100 and before you get down into the area at Route 108. So heads up for that if you're coming down 29 from Route 40 and from I-70. And even at the ramp at Route 100 right there at 29, the wreck on I-70 around Route 97 now on the shoulder. The wreck on 95 southbound at 195, or make that Route 32. That one's on the shoulder. The wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near 195 is pretty much off the roadway, but we had a delay that went back towards West Nursery Road. Southbound 83 still slow from a wreck between Pedonia Road and Warren Road. There's still a backup in that area. 20 to 25 minute delays continuing southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and a little cooler today with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds with some rain showers arriving late tonight as lows dip into the mid-50s. And then here comes the rain. We've got showers likely on Wednesday with highs in the much cooler low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 53 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, a couple degrees warmer at 57. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland leaders sending messages of support to former President Joe Biden following his cancer diagnosis. Governor Wes Moore says he and First Lady Dawn are carrying Biden and his family in their hearts. Moore says the president stood with him during some of the toughest times in the state, and they stand with him today. Former Governor Larry Hogan says cancer knows no politics, and he joins with all Americans in offering prayers and support to the former president and his family as they take on this fight. Baltimore County Police have released the names of the man and woman who were found dead in a Dundalk garage on Sunday afternoon. Police say 42-year-old April Nadau and 43-year-old Timothy Briniger were found dead at the scene from a pair of gunshot wounds, 7400 block of School Avenue. Investigators say it was an isolated incident. There's no threat to the community. And Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that left one dead, two injured on Monday. Shortly after 5:30 p.m., police called to the 2300 block of East Preston Street to investigate several shot spotter alerts. When they arrived, they found an 18-year-old with multiple gunshots to the body. Victim taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. 6 p.m., police responded to the 700 block of North Gilmore. They found two boys, aged 15 and 16, with gunshot wounds, taken to the hospital, and they are in stable condition. Pick 3 Lottery. 414, pick 4-3252, and next, it's Style on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. 3 games into the Tony Mancellino era of Orioles baseball, the Birds still looking for win number 1 after last night's 5-4 loss to the Brewers. It's been a whirlwind, no doubt, for the 43-year-old, asked after the game if things were slowing down for him at this point.
In terms of thinking through the game and trying to be a couple innings ahead, I think when you've been sitting in this seat for a while, I think you know what a manager does is they're able to think 2-3 innings ahead. I'm fortunate to have French and Trinos and Klimek and Ash, all these guys kind of around me to where they're making sure that we don't miss something. But
the crew will try it again tonight. First pitch at 7:40. Keegan Aiken tapped for the start in Milwaukee. NFL owners meet tomorrow in Minneapolis with 2 major rule changes on the line. The Packers have submitted a revised proposal banning the tush push, and the Lions are putting forward their proposal again to reseed according to overall record when the playoffs begin. Coming up in 30 minutes, how many teams have changed managers in the midseason and made the playoffs? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reister Town. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore vetoes the reparations study bill. What is that all about?
he vetoes the bill to study it. It's radioactive, folks.
Plight of the Afrikaners continues to be debated here in the United States. Top story here today is the one big, beautiful bill, which on Friday the Budget Committee voted it down. 5 Republicans, fiscal conservatives like Chip Roy and others, said no. Then they went into special session Sunday night, and those 5 voted present to allow the bill to move forward. And they did make some changes to the bill. The bill's got some very good things in it. The bill also has some very bad things in it, as reconciliation bills often do. And we'll get to that in just a second. I did get this email from a listener regarding the Biden her tapes and mental. And the listener says, so it seems the deep state took a career politician with dementia and cancer, staged a riot to certify his mathematically improbable election, arrested anyone who contested it, sanctioned an invasion, weaponized the courts, silenced speech, and turned the U.S. into Sodom and Gomorrah. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, the problem is trying to separate. Nobody wishes cancer on anybody. It's a horrible thing. Prostate cancer is a horrible thing. Breast cancer is a horrible thing. Lung cancer is a horrible thing. Nobody wishes that on anybody. And we're not mocking the president, who clearly now does have prostate cancer.
What we're questioning is the timing.
Precisely.
Yeah, that is what we're questioning. All right. Congressman Andy Harris, a Republican 1st District of Maryland, was on with Steve Bannon in the war room yesterday talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Bottom line is, if we don't get significant spending reduction in line to offset, you know, Moody's downgrade last week, this bill is not going anywhere this week. The bottom line is that the ground has changed last week. That Moody's downgrade, we were warning about it in the Freedom Caucus for really years, that we have to get our debt and deficit in order. You know, they're whistling past the graveyard. It's like that never happened. But it did happen, and we have to get back to pre-COVID spending levels wherever we can. We certainly can with Medicaid, because the fraud, waste, and abuse, the gaming of the system, the giving benefits to, you know, 2.5 million illegal immigrants. I mean, this is ridiculous. It has to stop. We have a long way to go. We don't get there by Wednesday, and the word is they want to have this vote Wednesday. There's just no way it's passing on Wednesday.
Doesn't look like it. And the reason why it doesn't look like it is because of these spending cuts. And they're just not materializing in this bill. And the House is looking for at least $1.5 trillion in spending cuts to offset the legislation sweeping tax breaks, investment in defense, border control, etc. But so far, and have you noticed Elon Musk has vanished?
Yeah.
Elon Musk has disappeared. Now, Doge is allegedly still in place. We're hearing that the Doge stuff is just not even being included in any of this. I mean, there are a bunch of rhinos, Republicans, who won't codify the Doge cuts in any form of legislation. So what good was Doge? What good was it? What good is it? If you went through all of this, took some slings and arrows, but you've identified waste, fraud, and I emphasize abuse, because there has been massive abuse of federal agencies and federal tax dollars. What good is it if you don't codify it in legislation to get rid of it permanently? That's why this one big, beautiful bill is in trouble. Now, I'm not saying it's dead, but it is in trouble. Because it's a reconciliation bill, and there's only so much they can do with it because of a simple majority over in the Senate.
Right.
Otherwise, it takes 60 votes for any other bill. They could filibuster to death. So that's why it's got to be done via reconciliation. That's why you got to be careful what you can and can't. For instance, the Social Security tax has got to be done with a tax deduction because of reconciliation rules. I looked that up. So right now, it's we'll get into that here a little bit later on. But I want to tell you, I think Andy Harris is right on this. The bill is in trouble.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, conversation about One Big Beautiful Bill. Of course, of interest to One Big Beautiful Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes, Charles.
Stop it.
Okay, Chaz.
Talk to you later. Southbound 29, the wreck and a fuel spill affecting traffic right around the ramp there at Route 100 between there and 108. The report now says 29 South is backed up back beyond Route 40 and backing up towards I-70. So that's a problem, and I would think the ramp from 100 trying to get on to 29 South would also have an impact. Now the report is the BW Parkway may be closed with this accident between West Nursery Road and the airport cutoff. And one report says that unfortunately the cameras out right there at the Beltway. One report says the parkway is backed up beyond the Beltway, backing up towards 895. So some of that traffic now, you're going to have to work your way around that using Route 1, or you could slide over and pick up Camp Meade Road and work your way southbound around that as well. Still having some problems from an earlier accident near Hampstead, Route 30 at Route 482, the wreck southbound 83 near Pedonia Road. That was still slow working its way through that area, and we've had our delays continue
continuing for the traffic moving south into both the harbor tunnels. The wreck earlier, about 40 minutes ago, on the shoulder now on I-70 eastbound near Route 97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today. Highs in the low 70s. Right now, sunny, 55 in Glen Burnie, and it is 55 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to figure out exactly which lefty has lost it, or which lefty we've lost, actually, in this particular circumstance. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring. And I know we felt a void here in the United States ever since before the election, Sean, because it's sad to have one of the brightest lights of our entire society decide to leave, to go to another country and reside there. Well, since I'm not talking about in reality, I'm talking about Rosie O'Donnell, of course, we do what we can.
It's very, very overwhelming. And I've been having trouble sleeping. You know, I really have. Moving to another country is a big upheaval for your system, you know, and for your psyche. It's better than I ever could have imagined, I can tell you that much. So, know that. I have not one regret. There has never been a moment that I said, oh, I should have stayed. I'm very, very glad I left before the inauguration.
Yeah, us too. Actually, Rosie, this is a woman who has no relevance in today's celebrity society, but she keeps sending this stuff out because somehow she thinks now that she's moved to Ireland, that will give her social relevance in some fashion. But she went on, by the way, it's a long bite. She went on after this, Sean, to talk about how she doesn't like it very much that her psych drug person, that's how she described him, in New York will not give her more drugs. Because apparently she's so happy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't help, but she was
she's
named.
She's so happy.
She was named Miss 2025 Potato Queen.
Yes.
Of Ireland.
Because of the famine, and they want to export her to the U.S. because there's not enough food to feed her in Ireland anymore. Rosie, listen, I'd say get back in the clown car and leave, but listen, you're in Ireland. Just stay there, please. Learn to speak Gaelic, and next time you'll be more charming. Now, right now, get out of here.
So back to the one big beautiful bill for a second. Right now, the Committee on Taxation says $3.8 trillion over 10 years contains cuts to Medicaid, which would total $880 billion over a decade, according to the CBO. It also would add $3 trillion to the nation's debt. And that's the problem. The part I have a problem with. Not enough spending cuts, still adds to the debt. It doesn't completely unfund the Inflation Reduction Act, which is really the green raw deal. Only gets rid of about a third of it. Two-thirds remain. So why not gut all of it? That's how we could pay for things. For the first time in Medicaid 60-year history, certain recipients ages 19 to 64 would be required to work at least 80 hours a month. And I think that's a great idea. But unfortunately, they've rolled in community service, which is a horrible idea as to one way to meet that work requirement. You'd have to meet the eligibility requirements every 6 months instead of annually. You get a larger child tax credit. By the way, they're MAGA accounts for kids. $1,000 credit to the accounts for children born from 2025 through 2028 who are U.S. citizens at birth. The no taxes on tips and overtime would go into place. And the boost for the seniors, as I was explaining, is $4,000 increase to the standard deduction from 25 through 28. And that would start for individuals making over 75 or under. Mm-hmm. Married couples, $150,000 or under. And that's temporary, just for the next 3 years. And they have to do that because of reconciliation rules.
These mega accounts for kids, tax-free for the kids?
Yes.
Wow.
Tax-preferred accounts.
So in other words, if you put $1,000 in for your kid when your kid is 6 months old, And it makes 10% on average.
Right.
By the time the kid is
18.
18. Well, by 7, 14, 18, it'd be double, 2.5 times.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. Not bad at all.
Car loan interest deductions. The SALT stuff, I think it's ridiculous that states that have penalized their own people in their states with high taxes, that we should bail them out. I don't care, you know, if they're Republicans or not. They don't really vote for most of the Trump agenda anyway. There are business tax breaks in here, higher taxes for universities, foundations. Interesting on food stamps. There's now a work requirement for food stamps. Currently, adults ages 18 to 54 without dependent children have to work, but now they're going to expand that to 55 to 64, and the states may have to kick in 75% of the administrative costs. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to go well here in Maryland. So there's a lot in this bill, nearly 400 pages, but we'll have to wait and see. Right now, not enough spending cuts, still too much added to the debt.
Yeah.
And with razor-thin margins in the House and Senate, it's going to be a heavy lift. We shall see. It's 8:20. Up next, well, more of Cash Patel and Dan Bongino on did Epstein kill himself? And is there any revelation of news on the Trump assassination attempts?
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Trump has another big Supreme Court win. Bad news for Venezuela, good news for us. More fallout from the Biden dementia and potential cancer cover-up of Joe Biden.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
Plus, Trump says Ukraine and Russia are real close to peace. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
Yeah, that's it, ticket.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. As always, thank you so much for having us in this morning and every morning. By the way, we do start up at 6 o'clock every morning. Some good stuff happens between 6 and 7. Hope you can join us. Right now, it's traffic and weather on the 3. Is this one of the really good things that happens at 6? Is Chuck Whitaker expounds on the cameras that aren't working. And
I'm sorry, did you say expands?
Expounds.
No, oh, expounds.
Expounds, yeah.
Okay.
On the traffic cameras that are working and on the plazas where things are never happening, well, they're always happening.
Look, take it easy, Pop Pop. You're going to be gone for 9 days. You won't be able to walk a damn when you come back.
I'm going to call you for tips.
You call me for tips.
I'm gonna,
I don't tip anybody.
I'm going to FaceTime you with tips with my grandkids there.
I just sold my phone right now. It's on eBay.
His entire contact list is still on the phone.
Oh, no. Not that.
Don't worry.
I just had it in a bucket of water. It's safe.
Don't worry. There are only three names on the list.
A couple of problems. The southwest side of the area, 29 South. This wreck had a fuel spill out of activity. And see traffic getting by to the right. It's on 29. It's as we suspected. It was just south of 100 and down before you get to 108 in Columbia. But there's a backup there affecting 29 back to Route 40, maybe back to I-70. And then there's a ramp also from Route 100 to 29 South, which would also get an impact. And apparently this wreck on the VW Parkway, again, we don't have a camera there. The camera was out at the parkway, but apparently the parkway southbound southbound is closed between West Nursery Road and the airport cutoff. So going around that would be either Route 1 or picking up 95. Local traffic, you could pick up Camp Meade Road, kind of running alongside that area to get away from that. Earlier slowing was on the BW Parkway southbound in the, southbound 83 in the area at Pedonia Road. Active fire call just came in. Equipment just arrived 500 block of North Fulton Avenue over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 the Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Partly cloudy, highs in low 70s. Clouds and rain move in overnight. Lows in the mid-50s. And right now it is sunny, 55 in Severn and 55 in downtown Baltimore. Ed is in Ellicott City. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Yes, I have a question. If this bill goes through and becomes law, since Chuck gives us great tips of how to avoid accidents and backups, would his entire income be tax-free?
It's a great question, but no, because he is considered a highly compensated individual.
So
compensated individuals do not get to...
That was with money and not barter.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Well, you actually have to report your barter as well, according to the IRS.
Of course you do. Such a funny guy.
Thanks so much for the call. Yeah, so we'll get more on that. We'll have more on the bill tomorrow and Thursday as well. There's a lot to get through on that bill. I want to go back to the Cash Patel Dan Bongino interview because I was bothered by a couple of things they said during this interview. This is one of them on whether or not Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, and they claim that they've seen the file, and he did.
You said Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. People don't believe it.
Well, I mean, listen, they have a right to their opinion, but as someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in that prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been in segregated housing, you know a suicide when you see one, and that's what that was.
He killed himself. I've seen the whole file. He killed himself.
Now, I know both Cash and Dan, and I'm not questioning their credibility. But they've been on the job for how long?
Less than 100 days, because that's when the president became president.
Exactly. You know, about 120 days. About 2 months. And so, and he says he's seen the whole file. With all due respect, you are trusting the FBI Biden regime. I think this should have started from scratch. You go in and you investigate with your people, your investigators, people that you can trust, not the Biden-Obama holdovers or the leftovers that they gave you. Who knows what was left out of these files? Who knows what was scrubbed or shredded or erased? For instance, number one, did you know Maureen Comey, daughter of disgraced FBI Director Jim Comey, was in charge of the Epstein alleged suicide investigation? No. Which isn't a good start. And Maureen allegedly lost the jailhouse videotapes as a result of a technical error. On top of that, the lost erased tapes, both security guards fell asleep, both of them, who were supposed to be watching Epstein's cell, who was on 24/7 for surveillance for suicide watch. How does that happen? Which is standard procedure in every jail and every high-profile prisoner as well. And then on the Trump assassination attempts.
How come we don't have more information on the assassination attempts on President Trump?
There's two reasons. Two open ongoing prosecutions. So two of the investigations are obviously closed because the individuals are dead. But there's two live prosecutions. And so we can't get ahead of the federal court case. A lot of that information will come out in the federal court cases, but we have personally invested our time in making sure that we have looked at any possible international connections to terrorism and adversaries alike. And we've both been down to Quantico. We've both done the laboratory testing. We've both seen the explosives analysis. We've both seen the firearm and physically held it. We are all in on these investigations.
Are we going to be surprised at what you learned?
You know what, Maria? Cash is not kidding. We've been personally briefed extensively on every single detail, nugget, tendril of this case. One is actively in court right now, so out of respect for the case, it's probably more appropriate that I stay quiet on that. However, I'm not going to tell people what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth, and whether you like it or not is up to you. If there was a big explosive there, right, given my history as a Secret Service agent and my personal friendship as a director does with the president, give me one logical, sensible reason we would not have. If you can think of one, there isn't. There isn't. There in some of these cases, the there you're looking for is not there. And I know people, I get it. I understand. It's not there. If it was there, we would have told you.
That's a stunning, stunning reversal from Bongino's previous whistleblowing on the Secret Service failures. Just last year, he's blowing the lid off the corruption. So something is off there, which I smell a rat there. All right, it's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County Police have released the names of the man and woman who were found dead in a Dundalk garage Sunday afternoon. Police say 42-year-old April Nadau and 43-year-old Timothy Briniger were found dead at the scene from an apparent gunshot wound each in the 7400 block of the School Avenue. Investigators say it was an isolated incident and there is no threat to the community. Police say they'll provide additional information as it becomes available. Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that left one dead, two injured on Monday, shortly after 5:30 p.m. Police were called to the 2300 block of East Preston Street to investigate several shot spotter alerts. When they arrived, they found an 18-year-old with multiple gunshots to the body. Victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. At around 6 p.m., police responded to the 700 block of North Gilmore Street, where they found two boys, aged 15 and 16, with gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to the hospital. They are both in stable condition. Maryland leaders are sending messages of support to former President Joe Biden following his cancer diagnosis, which has not been released. Governor Wes Moore says he and the First Lady are carrying Biden and his family in their hearts. Moore says that the president stood with him during some of the toughest times in the state, and they stand with him today. And Kwesi Mfumi says he's confident that Biden will take on the diagnosis with the faith, tenacity, and courage he has displayed throughout his life as a public servant. 8:32 right now on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Pick three lottery number, 414. Pick four, 3252. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We're going to be checking on a report of an accident just coming in westbound 50 near the ramp at Ritchie Highway. That could be a problem there. Could be on the ramp, so we'll get a confirmation on that. The accident has cleared. They've reopened the BW Parkway southbound between Nursery Road and the airport cutoff. So that right now is on the move once again and starting to recover. And in the meantime, it looks like also the accident with a fuel spill has cleared from 29 southbound right after the ramp at Route 100. So a couple of areas where things are getting a little bit better now, at least for the late ride through the area. Just looking at the camera right here at Route 2 and Route 50 at the ramp at Ritchie Highway, I don't see an accident there. I'm looking around the area, have not seen anything. We'll check a little bit further, but for right now, it looks like at least right here from there to the Severn River Bridge from Ritchie Highway, the lanes are clear on 50 westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio. Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and a little cooler today with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds with some rain showers arriving late tonight as lows dip into the mid-50s. And then here comes the rain. We've got showers likely on Wednesday with highs in the much cooler low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you want the lowest price. With their lowest price guarantee, if you find a qualifying lower price on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to the same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Six times in the last 20 years, Major League Baseball teams have changed managers mid-season, but a look back at the records of those teams reveals none were more than 10 games under when it happened. The hole the Orioles are attempting to climb out of now has reached 16 games after last loss to the Brewers, starting pitcher Dean Kramer after the game.
Eventually, something will change. We're all looking forward to that time.
But, Oriole fans are as well. Kramer also asked how much confidence he has in manager Tony Mancino to right the ship.
For me personally, he's one of my favorite coaches on the staff. Love him to death. He knows when to keep it real and when not to. So I know a lot of guys have his back. And
Birds will try to snap their first seven-game losing streak since 2021 tonight, with Keegan Aiken getting the nod for Baltimore. With 1,316 rushing yards this coming season, Derrick Henry would join an exclusive club, and that is a top-10 rusher in NFL history. The King was asked yesterday what that would feel like.
Since I was 5 years old, you know, I fell in love with this game, you know, and playing this position. You know, I always looked up to, you know, great running backs who played this game at a high level, who are legends of the game, and, you know, dreaming of my name being mentioned with them one day. And
final numbers are in from Preakness 150. Attendance a combined 63,000 over the weekend, on par with the last few runs, but less than a third of the 190,000 who attended the weekend in 2017. Impressive, though, was the handle, topping $138 million. That's an increase from $98.5 million last year. Forgot to mention this yesterday, but now that Sean's back this morning, seems appropriate. DeMatha defeated St. Mary's Riken 15-7 to capture the WCAC Boys Lacrosse Championship for the first time in 16 years. Stagnation adding another piece of hardware to that trophy case. State 3A softball playoffs. Delaney will face Montgomery County powerhouse Sherwood in the state semifinals today. I bring it up because the Lionesses, Sean, have won their past three games by a combined total of 40-0. Madison Shupley will be on the hill for Delaney. She's the one who pitched a perfect game in the regionals against Catonsville a couple days ago. The time now is 8:37 when we return a well-deserved shout-out to a great Baltimore sports fan.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, the wins and losses are important, obviously, for sports fans, but just loving the sport or loving a team. Yeah. The reason why I bring it up, a shout-out this morning to honor the memory of one of the most devoted fans the Baltimore Blast has ever known. I saw this on Facebook. Dolores Schott, who passed away peacefully on May 10th. Since the team's arrival in 1980, Dolores and her husband Joe have been the heart and soul of the Blast community. Dolores was the president of the Blast fan club for many, many years until she couldn't do it anymore. I remember when I was doing the play-by-play for the Blast, I did it for 15 years in the spirit, we would do a chalk talk in the arena after the game. Players would come, coaches would come, they would discuss the game, we would talk about it. Joe and Dolores were always the first ones there and the last ones to leave, and they were on the front row asking questions, being part of it and all. Cool. She passed away on May 10th, and I think she deserves a shout-out. Her husband passed away years ago, so now they're together again.
Yeah. Wow. By the way, talking about football, I much prefer to watch a great running back than a great wide receiver. Just personal preference.
There's like a in you, there's like a, yeah, you know, like we're running that football. Right. We're, yeah. You know, we're killing them. We're killing them.
Well, they're so different. I mean, I grew up watching Gale Sayers, who's nothing like King at all. I mean, this is a guy ran like a gazelle. And then Walter Payton, who you swore, I mean, he would bounce up. And just bounce off of people to what we're seeing now here in Baltimore with the King. It's just amazing to me. The different styles, all of them are successful, and I love watching them.
Well, and then there's Barry Sanders.
Sure, oh yeah. With Detroit, yeah.
Who nobody absolutely could get.
And, yeah. then there's Jerry Rice. I'm a defensive guy. I'd much rather watch a linebacker de-cleat somebody than anything else.
Oh, so you're a Ray Lewis guy.
Those famed running backs, I love de-cleating them.
Let me ask you, have you ever seen the highlight film of Ray's greatest hits?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Ray Lewis could not play in the NFL today.
Right. No, he couldn't.
He would be banned from the game.
Neither could Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor. Whose brother, by the way, is trying to make the Commanders.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Speaking of Gary, Gary's in Kingsville.
Morning, Gary.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Regarding Dan Bongino and Cash Patel's interview, it has crossed my mind that perhaps some of these stories we've heard about Jeffrey Epstein being an agent for our federal government could be the factor that if the nation found out that our government had somebody like Jeffrey Epstein using young girls in order to get them the information or to influence people to do what they wanted them to do, if the nation found out about that, can you imagine what the uproar would be? I don't think that makes it right.
No.
I still think if that's true, it needs to come out.
There are those who believe that there are tapes of the young girls and the clients, and I've heard that certain members of the intelligence community, I'm not going to name which agency, may be aware of these and may have used these. For not only just for Americans, but remember, there were other royalty, other international business people involved.
Right.
So there is that concern, and I think it's a legitimate one.
Honey traps?
Yep, absolutely. Yes. Gary, it's a great...
If it's true, it needs to come out so it never happens.
You're right. Yeah, and that's... The American people need... Don't send this stuff to Congress. That's the other thing that bothered me about the interview. They're sending the Russiagate stuff. They're sending some of this Epstein stuff. They're sending it to Congress where you're guaranteed to go to die. You know?
That's right. Absolutely.
Get it out there. Push it out there. Let us decide and be transparent about it. Gary, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We talked about this a good bit yesterday, Sean, but the story continues to kind of bubble on the back burners of our consciousness, and that is President Trump's decision to allow in as refugees roughly 60 people so far, Afrikaans, from South Africa. Al Sharpton says this is a horrible thing.
While the Trump administration was arresting you for standing up for migrants, they were also finalizing plans to fly white South Africans that they are calling refugees to the United States on State Department charter flights starting next week.
Yeah, well, okay. So Trish McLaughlin works at DHS, and she was on with Victor Blackwell over at CNN. She says, on the Afrikaners, these people are legitimately refugees.
They've had their land seized because of the color of their skin. There's been over 140 laws enacted that are race-based and to discriminate against racial minorities. So I got to correct the facts where you're on, Victor, and you're wrong.
Yeah, Victor, push back. Well, yeah, you're calling it a genocide. It's not a genocide. I don't know, frankly, what else the hell you call it, Sean, if the intent of the government is to wipe out an entire population, which is the intent of the South African government when it comes to white farmers. What else would you call it?
Plus, they got characters like Malema in one of the countries, there, I can't remember which, basically holding rallies, calling for the death of all the Boers and so on and so forth. So they've got them on tape, for God's sake.
Yeah, but it's according to CNN, according to MSNBC, according to the Swamp Media, not a genocide, just a bunch of angry white people, really. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck heading towards Annapolis. Eastbound Route 32 is affected between Route 3 and the ramp at I-97. May be closed temporarily because of vehicles in the roadway. So that's a problem right before the big junction there at I-97 and Route 32. So we have the normal backing as you're coming south from Benfield Boulevard down through that area. And then some heavy traffic from 178 all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. BWD Parkway recovering from the earlier accident below West Nursery Road. The roadway is back open once again. We still have all the delays. We still see all the data showing the backups there at both the harbor tunnels and all that late slowing both on 95 and 895. JFX has been slow through the city county line. Leftover backing on the Beltway coming down the west side, the inner loop through Pikesville and the Parkville side still slowing on the outer loop moving west of Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Partly cloudy and highs in the low 70s today. Right now it is 52 and sunny in Pikesville, 51 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Bruce, in all of your travels throughout your radio and television career, have you ever experienced or seen or heard when two pandas flirt?
No, gosh, Sean, I have not.
Well, you're about to.
Okay, then.
Zookeepers at the National Zoo in D.C. say their two giant pandas have been pretty flirty lately.
Oh, yeah.
Bao-Li and King Bao making flirty noises at each other at the National Zoo.
Hi.
That's the dating and mating ritual dance of the two giant pandas at the National Zoo. We're told by the zookeepers shortly thereafter they did hook up, so to speak. And they described it as pandemonium.
Oh. Just put the hook in and yank it out. You know, I mean, really.
You knew it was coming. You just knew. All right.
No, I wasn't thinking in those terms, Sean. I thought it was a legitimate question. I was thinking, I've not really been into other species mating calls, but that's something to explore.
So, this number one that husbands understand about their wives is that, you know, the phrase that we all repeat, that we all know, is what? Yes, dear.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing you do not do is blame your wife
for anything.
Well, apparently Jim Comey didn't get the message.
We were walking back towards the road, and we saw in the sand someone had arranged shells with numbers. And Patrice, my wife, said, "Why would someone put an address in the sand?" And I said, "I don't know." And we stood over it, and I said, "You know, I think it's some kind of like political message." And she said, "You know, 86, when I was a server, she did a lot of work in restaurants, meant to remove an item from the menu when you ran out of ingredients." And I said, "Well, to me, as a kid, it always meant to leave a place, to ditch a place." I said, "That's really clever." So then she said, "You should take a picture of that." And I did. And I posted it on my Instagram account and thought nothing more of it until I heard through her that people were saying it was some sort of a call for assassination.
Wait a minute. You heard from her. Oh, boy, that's going to be a fun conversation. Can I be a fly on the wall with that one? You heard. That was just your wife's fault? How stupid are you? Oh, my God.
You know. On that alone, he may go to jail, according to Ed Martin.
Happens, he says, "I didn't know that meant that." Well, there'll probably be some people that he worked with that will testify, you know, he knew. Or there might even be a paper trail that says he used that phrase and everybody knew. But there'll also be a point where a jury will be asked, a fact finder, like, shouldn't the guy know? Like, here's a record of what you're doing. It's not like he, you know, moved to the country last, you know, week from, you know, Papua New Guinea and had never been exposed to the media. media or the law. This is, again, a seasoned professional who knows. And look, he took it down so fast, he knows he made a mistake.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, I don't think this statute is one that you sort of take back. It's pretty clear. You post it, you do it. That may mitigate his jail sentence or something like that, but I think he's got a problem. And as you point out, perjury traps are next because he's got to either lie or tell the truth. And when he chooses that, he's either going to jail on one or he's going to jail on the other.
There's no blame his wife.
It's my wife's fault. She made me take the picture. She's the one that discovered the shells on the beach, and then she made me take the picture.
I only posted it on her behest.
Right.
You know?
Unreal. Well, look, it would be poetic justice.
If Mama ain't happy, nobody
if
happy.
He goes to perjury, Martha Stewart, General Flynn.
Right.
They all went on perjury trial.
To him.
To him.
Because they according to him, lied about events. There weren't even crimes.
Exactly.
Martha Stewart went to prison because in an interview with FBI agents, she either lied to or misspoke to them and about what something wasn't a crime.
Yeah.
It wasn't a crime. And she went to prison for
this. They're called process.
Thank you. Yeah.
Process crimes is what the reference to. Tony in Cockeysville, good morning.
Morning, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just first off, I have my radio on and I have my Siri on. And when you were playing those panda mating yelps, my Siri kicked on and it brought Chuck Whitaker's Wikipedia page up.
Yeah.
Too funny.
Anyway, you know, talking about Biden's cancer, if a man has cancer, then he has my genuine, you know, sympathy
certainly.
And concern.
Yes.
Wish the best for him. However, Joe Biden is a lying slime ball. Okay, this is a man who claimed that his son was killed in action. This is a man who, if you remember years ago, completely lied. I don't mean just like embellished, but lied about his college education. It was the top percent of his class. He was in the bottom 10% of his class. Yeah. He would allegedly showered with his daughter. He disowned his own grandchild and still has to this day. How do you do that? How do you disown a grandchild, whether it's quote legitimate or not? The man has a cold, cold heart. So how are we to believe that this diagnosis, first we haven't heard Biden talk about it, how do we even know he's cognizant enough to even know? Maybe this is being used to amp down the Hur report and, you know, increase book sales.
I
would not put it past him.
Tony, I think the timing of the release is, my suspicion is that they've understood he has prostate cancer for quite some time. It doesn't just creep up on you. And that now they saved it for this. I think cynically that's what happened.
Tony, thanks for the call and a great question. Great point. 8:51, the best of the morning drive available each and every day. WCBM.com and our Rumble page brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Declaration of Independence is a fascinating document. I have been a serious student of the Declaration for about 25 years, and I still marvel at the broad sweep of genius backed up by a boldness born of faith. Indeed, the founding and forming of the American government was an act of faith. But a point that is crucially lost in this secular age is that it was not just faith for the sake of faith. It was faith in the existence and the authority of the one true and living God of the Bible that provided the foundation and set the course for the American experiment in liberty. It was the common understanding of men who were knowledgeable of God's word and convinced of his authority and protection over themselves and their families. Now, these men, were they able to visit with us today, would be astonished to see what we have done with the republic they bequeathed us. Indeed, I believe they would be disappointed to see the loss of American liberty resulting from the failure of Americans to know and to live out the moral principles and precepts that make liberty possible. Thomas Jefferson wrote that if the people of a nation desire to be ignorant and free, they desire what never was and never will be. If we forget the words, the struggles, the trials, the motivations, indeed the faith of our founders, we will confine ourselves to a destiny of tyranny and oppression. So I ask you to visit our website at theamericanview.com and begin or continue to deepen your understanding of the principles and precepts of liberty. Then pass it on. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Trump has another big Supreme Court win. Bad news for Venezuela, good news for us. More fallout from the Biden dementia and potential cancer cover-up of Joe Biden.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We ran Chuck's name through the panda name translator. It would be Me So Big.
Me So Big. Yeah.
Just saying.
You want to get tomorrow, Sean?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes. Chuck's mating call. Debbie went for it. You know.
She did.
Went for it, all right. You can't knock success.
She knew I was a big star at WCBM.
Oh, yes.
That was back in his black and white days.
We are just here to fill... It's a panda bear joke, Chuck. Never mind.
No, I got it.
Okay.
I think it sucks, but I got it.
Okay. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Yeah,
once again,
six.
Here's Panda Johnson.
I'm glad you held it out to the last break because I couldn't take it anymore. That's enough.
I'm going to kill you when I see this.
And you too, Casey. You're the accomplice, so you're in order too. Now, you should know better. You're his boss. Eastbound Route 32 still affected coming over between Route 3 and I-97. That's still the problem. I-97 right now is just a normal delay as you're coming down from Benfield. But Route 32 eastbound, you may have a problem getting by that accident scene. Very heavy traffic still out there at both the Harbor Tunnels and the late backing both on 95 and 895. And, of course, they're still slowing on the Beltway on the west side through Pikesville and up on the Parkville side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s, clouds and rain move in overnight, lows in the mid-50s, and tomorrow showers likely throughout the day, highs in the low 60s. Not exactly your boating forecast, to the chagrin of some.
I know, some.
Sunny and 57 right now in Edgewater, 55 in Severn. Kim Klasing live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Yes, it's chilly all week long.
Chilly.
I'm not happy at all, but here I am. Now, we had a lot to talk about. I was just in the car trying to listen to all of these doctors weigh in on when President Joe Biden could have possibly received this diagnosis. And it's still, every one of them is saying it had to be at least a year ago that he would have known about prostate cancer.
Yeah. What was it? His last physical was February of 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the last time we know he had a physical. So you would think, now, you can't detect cancer from a digital exam.
Right.
The PSA is a pretty good indicator, especially if the Gleason score is high.
Yeah, and his was.
His
was 9, right?
But if
should have been around 4.
Yeah. So when you get it up around there, then you have to do follow-up testing. And that's the question. If it was high then, why wasn't there follow-up testing? And did they hide it from the American people?
Yeah. Zeke Emanuel, who's Rahm Emanuel's brother, said he thinks that he knew when he got inaugurated.
Yeah,
he thinks that you know, he knew for 4 years. That's how the disease progresses. You don't get to stage 4 overnight.
So
he had prostate cancer walking in the door.
Yeah,
and this is yet more information we've not been given. Look, I feel prostate cancer is not a fun thing, and his is pretty far advanced. It's rough. I mean,
once it goes into the bones,
yeah.
You know the Dilbert creator.
Yeah. Scott Adams.
Yeah, Scott Adams has it.
Oh, I saw that too, yeah.
He has it, and it's in his bones, and he says he expects to die by the end of summer.
Yeah, and so it's a rough path for the ex-president, but I think the release of the information was held, as they tend to do, to neutralize other stuff that's going on, particularly now the release of the HER tapes and the book out saying that he's non-compos mentis.
Yeah, it's so disappointing because, like you said, it obviously we send our prayers to the Biden family, but it's like, wow, you know, just listen to other doctors, like you said, Mr. Emanuel and others, they were saying that he had to have been even receiving treatment at some point in time. I mean, so this could be a huge cover up, and I think this is something that the people should know about.
Yeah. Well, you have the mental, you have the cognitive decline, now you have the physical. I mean,
so
this
why
is,
did he run for re-election?
Ego.
Power.
Yeah.
Ego and power.
All right. We'll talk about that.
He wanted to hear you say his name.
Yeah, that's what it is. We'll talk about that. And then also, Governor Wes Moore getting a ton of backlash nationwide over vetoing that reparations commission bill. First and foremost, I don't care.
But this is typical Democrat politics to me.
Yeah.
This is a twofer. Wink, wink. Okay, you get to veto a bill that we're going to override anyway.
Right.
So you get to burnish your national credentials. So you can say, I vetoed the reparations study bill. So now you nationally are more palliative.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because he's getting pride with, by the black community. But, you know, and that's, look, he does need the black woman vote if he plans to run for the Oval Office. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he needs a lot more than just the black woman vote.
Right, he does. He does. But that's a huge piece. So I don't know. We'll talk about that, too. And then at 11 a.m., we'll be joined by Kenny Ebron. He's a West Baltimore resident. He wants to talk about what's been going on the ground since the riots in 2015.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Kim Klasick Live coming up next.
Great show.
Right after the 9 o'clock news. Let me ask you something. How far is your Social Security really going these days? For a lot of homeowners, it's gone. Even before it hits the bank. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're still paying a mortgage. Maybe it's a credit card or just the rising cost of living. If that sounds familiar, you need to call my good friend Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Guy. Mark has helped thousands of homeowners, 62 years of age and older, get the money they need to stay in the home that you love and that you worked for and that you earned. And you can do that with no required monthly mortgage payment. You decide when you want to pay the loan back. A reverse mortgage can pay off your existing mortgage and other debts, wiping out monthly payments and putting more money back into your pocket, back into your budget without giving up the ownership of your home. And that money you get, by the way, is tax-free. It's safe, federally insured, puts you in control of how to use your money. So if your check's going out the door faster than it's coming in, or you're just tired of barely getting by, do yourself a favor. Call Mark McVeary today, 410-788-7070. He'll come to your home, make sure you fully understand everything there is about the reverse mortgage. 410-788-7070. You'll be glad that you made the call. All right, that's going to do it for us. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you bright and early tomorrow morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.